This is No Pink Spandex, episode 78 for Wednesday, September 16th, 2009. Brought to you by Emma Lahana, musician/actress. Whether it be exclusive pictures, fan art, or the latest news, it has it all. You can't be a fan of Emma Lahana without going to this site. So check it out at shyranger.com. Did you guys see, well, except for Spy, did you guys see Kamen Rider?
What the hell happened? Did I miss an episode?
Yes! There was an episode on Friday.
What?
Yes.
What?
And that was a better one, dude.
What?
Dude.
Oh, it was, yeah.
Why was there an episode on Friday?
Because they just randomly thing, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think any
they didn't advertise.
None of these networks show, kids shows in the afternoon anymore.
Well, seriously, I will even, because, there's a download. I would say just go down, watch it, come back now. And, oh, it is the better of the two, though. It really...
Yes, it
is. What does that really mean, though?
No. Coming from me? Come on.
Yeah, but of the two, I mean, that just means it could suck less.
Of Dragon Knight.
Well, yeah.
Okay, sorry. All right. Of Dragon Knight. Okay, no. Let me put it this way. Out of the episodes that we've seen from RPM and the two Dragon Knight, I like the Dragon Knight one better.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, but,
and that's saying a lot.
Because on Saturday, I'm sitting there and I'm just 5 minutes of sitting there playing with his card decks.
Oh, no. Not
what
that one.
What
was
that?
No. Not that one. No.
You see all the card decks I have.
Seriously. And it's another flashback. Oh, great. That's exactly what we need. No, not Saturdays. Fridays, good times.
When was it on?
It was on 4:30.
Yep.
What the hell is...
Because I think every year around this time, apparently CW4 Kids or whatever it is that year has a preview of the fall shows or whatever. And so this year, instead of having the preview, they had just this random episode for
what
some reason.
What shows do they have? More Yu-Gi-Oh! Or...
Well, no, I mean, I don't know, but...
Huntic Go?
Huh?
What is that Huntic keep seeing a commercial for whenever I'm watching Dragon Knight? Huntic Go!
I don't know. I have no idea. Because, seriously, Saturday... Well, Friday and Saturday was, the first time I actually watched it on television. So I was what is this crap with Huntic and freaking... I don't really give a crap. Seriously? Ugh, whatever. It really was, atrocious. But Friday was not atrocious. Friday.
Man, I miss back in the day when you'd get your Fox Kids Club magazine and I got nothing anymore.
Yeah, I miss those.
Yeah. The Fox Kids Countdown with Chris Leary.
Remember
the Fox Kids Countdown?
Yes!
No, I never listened to that.
With Chris Leary?
Yes, with Chris Leary!
You know what happened to that guy?
What happened?
A couple years later, he was effing calling a WWE show. He was like their D-list show that's only on the weekends. That's all full of nobody guys versus even more nobody guys.
Oh.
He's sitting there talking. It's a show called Jacked or
what?
Metal.
Okay.
Crap. What the F is Chris Leary doing there?
Oh, poor Chris Leary.
Then he disappeared after a few months.
I wish I could remember Chris Leary, but I don't. I remember the name. It sounds familiar, but...
Have you heard, that Bulk and Skull interview he did? I remember that one was good. Interviewed him. In character.
Yeah, no, back in the day, it was, there was a lot, magazines, and
yes.
And there were sweepstakes, and it was,
You could get the magazine and get Kimberly and Aisha's fashion tips.
Yes.
Wow.
I have that. I still have most of my back issues.
And not just any kind of fashion tips. Yeah, they're thrift store fashion tips.
That's
right. Hello.
Yeah. So, but now you just, you get... You barely get a show. But, that's what you get. A show and some crappy toys and call it a day.
Seriously, there's two kids shows I watch every week and that's it. Just Kamen Rider and Power Rangers. Done. Nothing else. Nothing. No, even cartoons are on even more anymore.
I know. Seriously. I used to watch Avatar. That was my cartoon. Avatar. It was
Yeah, I missed that. That was a good show.
I still have to catch up on
you,
that.
Wait. You have not seen Avatar?
No. I've seen, like, episodes, but I've never actually seen it, like, beginning to end. Like, I don't know how it ends, and I don't want to know until I get there. But
what are you waiting for? Like, dude, like, seriously, like, Avatar is awesome. You need to finish it.
Yeah, what else are you watching? Kamen Rider?
I saw, like, 3 episodes of that Avatar, and it looked good, but I just never watched anymore.
It's good. Yeah, you guys won't be disappointed.
It did look good, though. It did look good.
It is so good.
I'm sure it's one of, well, like, a lot of these shows, like, every once in a while, I just get a whim, and I just download it all and watch it.
Well, download sure Avatar. It's 3 seasons. Download all of them. Watch
sure, eventually I'll do that. I'll probably do that eventually, but not now.
Wow.
Yeah, I saw clips of the finale, and I was like, dang, like, this looks really, like, amazing. But
maybe in a week when I'm done with Big Brother, I'll watch it, okay?
Oh, God.
But we're down to the final 4, and the gay guy is really gay. I mean, really gay.
Oh, you got verification?
As in, he's got a big, massive scarf on for no reason all the time. I'm like, why? I'm like, dude, you're in L.A. Take the effing scarf off.
Well, maybe he's a Kamen Rider, and that's...
What?
Do they wear scarves?
Well, yeah, like, the old-school Kamen Riders all wore scarves.
Oh, damn. Oh, I thought you meant the American one.
I know.
See, that's why they kept you naming it that way. They shouldn't have done it that way.
I thought I was thinking about Dragon Knight. All
right. Yeah.
I get it.
Neo will look awesome.
My gosh, I'm just picturing JTC with a scarf randomly. I'm like, no.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
That'd be not, no.
Although the new one has one too, if I remember. I saw
the new one, yeah.
But it's like all crazy. I like watched the fight yesterday and like all crazy CGI.
I have not seen it and I don't want
to. I haven't seen it either.
It got like, it's like friggin' like a big tumor coming out of him that's like 50.
That's how it looks.
All right. So basically.
There's no spoiler in me telling you there's a tumor coming out of his neck that's supposed to be his.
That is a massive spoiler.
Okay, thanks, you know what? Tristan, for anything.
That's
like,
not that massive.
For Tristan, anything's a spoiler. So, like, let's respect.
Half of him's green, half of him is black.
Oh my god, I didn't know. No.
Sometimes half of him is yellow. Red, and then it turns blue.
Oh my goodness. So basically, with the Dragon Knight, you didn't see Friday's episode, and basically me and Tristan are the only ones that saw the two of them.
When the f*** was there a Friday episode?
What?
We just went over this, did you not?
I don't care, I'm still pissed off and I want to know why. I'm not going to download it.
Oh, Lord.
I still didn't download the one I missed a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
It's a recap and I'm like, okay, I know what happened.
No, but see, usually I would tell you, like, watch the recap or whatever, but that didn't do it justice. Like, you have to...
Nothing happened in any of these episodes.
No, stuff happened on Friday, though. That's the thing. Stuff did happen.
I could tell what happened. His like, dad got kidnapped. They saved his dad. They killed an Asian. End of story. Is that what happened?
Look, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. JTC says stuff, and I did not want to punch somebody in the face. Okay? Let me just say that. All right? Okay? He actually said stuff. Okay? And then something with the chick with the... With the black chick and the crazy white chick or whatever doing something. They did something else too, which was stupid, but whatever. I mean, like, stuff happened.
What happened to the Saturday Night Live lady? Where'd she go? Did she die?
What?
The blonde lady that owns the bookstore.
Oh, probably.
She was like in a couple episodes. Where did she go?
Well, who cares where she went?
When's the last time we saw her?
We don't care.
Dude. Honestly, like, she can stay gone. Really, I mean, she's not important. She's not important. She's not all that entertaining.
She's off at a peace conference, all right?
She's the bulk of the series, huh?
She's slightly more entertaining than whiny guy that always sits at the bookstore.
Well,
not really. No.
What's
true.
He do besides? What's he do besides whine about everything?
He's like,
What'd you guys do? Did you go find a camera? Oh my gosh, JTC's a bad guy. I look up to him.
Yeah, but no, at least he's involved in some tiny way compared to Grace.
That's a lie. That's a lie. you online. He's not involved in anything. He looked on the computer once.
Okay. All right.
That's do do do.
You know what? Okay. Let's talk about the Saturday episode where I wanted to like punch people in the face again, because tell me why Siren saved Kit, right? Like, Kit was getting his butt kicked. She saved Kit, and then she's like, oh no, you're one of them. I must defeat you now. I'm like...
But I mean, I didn't really interpret it as her saving him. She just... He was the first guy that she got to, and she kicked him. She kicked him. She happened to kick him when he was about to do something to Kit. I didn't really see it as like she saved him.
No. You do, if you're smart, is if you think that two of those people are bad guys, you let the one bad guy beat the other bad guy, and then you're left with one bad guy. You don't make your life harder. So like, that made no sense. They just wanted like an extra conflict for like no reason. It's like, oh, you're one of them, I'm gonna fight you now.
I mean the way they played like her dialogue and stuff, it seemed to me like they were trying to make a point that she was like this angry chick, and you know what I mean, like I would not be surprised if like she and Lynn had like they started off like all happy and stuff, and then like she turned and they realized that she was angry and was just going to kill everybody if they got in her way or whatever. Because, I mean, that's what it seemed like to me, so.
I like that she went to the Neo School of Acting as well. What the whole, you know, act like you just woke up out of a coma? That's always good. I love that.
She's nowhere near as bad as Lynn was, like, in the first couple episodes.
Nowhere near? I think she's pretty damn close.
You know what? I love, like, the slow-mo, like, I'm walking.
Yeah, that was, like...
My heels are tall.
I'm taking out my advent deck from my behind, and it's going to make a noise.
Yeah, that was like a blatant shot. Like, seriously, like it just took forever for her to like slip the thing out and like walk forward and
slow. Dude, it made noise. How does it? I'm like, like stupid. I mean, really? And then like she beats up some people, and then like slow mo walk back to the bike, walk back, flip over the bike. Oh, let's go venting.
There's so many scenes like that, and that's why it always feels like nothing effing happens, because you got to spend 10 minutes of the episode just slow motioning people walking. Oh, we're walking, look at us walk, do something.
it's not good.
Oh god.
I bet she and Len were like a couple, and they would just have the most boring stoic sex ever. Oh Jesus. I am having fun. Oh, you turned on right now. Yes. This is euphoric.
Oh, come on. Come on. That word, that's too big for them. That's too big for them. Come on now.
Hey.
Euphoric. Come on.
That's too much energy. That's too much. Yeah.
It's like, please. Vent me now. Please.
Oh, strike vent. Oh.
Final vent.
Wow.
No, it's true. No, seriously, honestly, watch, because it's online. So watch Friday's episode.
Strikes Ultimatum.
It's on the YouTube.
I don't know if it's on YouTube, but it's on it's direct download.
Oh.
Just do it.
It's which is better anyway, so yeah.
So anyhow.
I'm gonna be saving this to my hard drive either way.
You can delete it when you're done.
When you're done, like I do.
Waiting for my Kamen Rider box set to come out. Oh boy. They gotta say something cooler when they transform too, besides Kamen Rider.
I know.
I mean,
well, hey, like in Lightspeed Rescue, what did they say? They said Lightspeed Rescue.
Right, that was retarded.
That was pretty boring, like, too.
Like, Power Ranger! Done. Okay, it was like season...
I'm just saying it's not the first time, or the second time, or the third time.
Kamen Rider.
Yeah, like they could, like, you know, they could say their name, Kamen Rider X, Kamen Rider this, Kamen Rider blah. Yeah. You know, give it a little spunk.
Something. Yeah, that would be better than doing like a crazy rhyme, like, you know,
like, no,
Ventara
no.
For Hara or something.
The Ninja no. Storm Ranger form, okay? That's hot.
No. See, Ninja Storm Ranger form wasn't bad. The whole Ninja Storm Ranger form, ha! What
okay,
the hell?
The ha. You could do without the ha's.
And then Dino Thunder power up, ha! Like, no, stop with the ha. Like, you're not a hip hop band. Stop it. Stop. Please.
Ha!
Hate you. Anyway, so we're done with the Dragon Knight because.
Oh, yeah, thank God. Thank
we're done with the Dragon Knight. But thanks. No, seriously, go watch that episode.
Thank you, tiny baby Jesus.
Anyway, so we're gonna move on to our favorite episode.
Oh yes.
Who the hell was the one to tell me, oh, this is gonna be a good episode?
Who said that?
Who said that?
I thought it was gonna be a good episode.
No one.
No. I said I was looking forward to the episode because it's such a crazy premise, but I didn't say it was gonna be good.
I don't like you anymore.
Well, all right. Anyway, so anyways,
yes, the it's... dolls.
So does any of us like it? Like,
no,
no,
no.
Tolerate it? I can say tolerate it.
No.
Yeah, I don't really no. like it.
And I think that's like the first time we've ever agreed on anything. I'm just saying.
I think everybody agreed on Ranger Yellow.
Well, I mean,
I wasn't around for Ranger Yellow.
Well, I'm talking about we, as in the four we, not the general we. Okay. Cause like no, there's people in the freaking in the that discussion thread is like, oh, this is a 5, this is awesome. I'm like,
what,
this episode?
Yes.
This Yes. It's not a whole lot of people though. I mean,
no, this is let's look at the poll, shall we?
We're gonna look up. I think the poll is public.
I'm going to look at people who actually said stuff in the thread because, like, some of these people. No, yeah. Like, you know, there's people that have said stuff in the thread and they gave it a 5. And we know them on the board and they are using the crack. It's okay. But, no.
Wait. Are these people that always give it a 5?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, these are people we know.
There's
Primo
people
Piccolo gave it a 5. Oh, yeah, no.
People who are usually not retarded.
I liked you, Primo.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, that ain't right.
Thank
that ain't
you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then a bunch of people gave it a 4. And I'm
oh,
just
Ian?
Like,
yeah, 4 is the highest.
You know, and I'm just like, really? We're watching the same episode? Like, okay, I'm going to start with the good. Ahem. Now, when I first watched this episode, it seemed like, overall, okay, you know, the girls are outnumbered. They do their best. They come up with some quote-unquote smart things to do. And it just so happens that they're outnumbered. They did their best. Then they got the backup and they won. Okay, fine. So it seemed like a very competent episode. You know, Summer took charge. You know, Vasquez stopped whining. And it seemed like competent, right?
Have I seen this Vasquez before?
Yes.
Once, briefly.
Off and on.
When?
She's there. I mean, she's like one of the people.
I mean, does she like talk?
Then
premiere, I think. In the premiere.
Yeah, she was one of those people who's like, the city grid is going to be whatever. You know, she's one of those city grid people.
All the city grid people. Okay, all the city grid people. Because at least the other person I know, the dude that always messes stuff up.
Right.
He's had a lot more focus than Vasquez.
I
forgot his name, but I know at least he messed stuff up. What was his name? Hannibal Lecter?
He's Couple Hicks.
It's Hicks. Yeah. They're both aliens characters from the movie Aliens.
Yay.
Was that who
awesome.
They're named after?
So anyway.
No, only A-Team references are awesome.
So like, I mean, on the surface, it seemed like, okay, this is like a decent episode. Like, they tried their best, blah, 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 blah. But then, like, I just started getting angry. I'm like, wait a minute. You mean to tell me that out of a whole episode, right, Summer doesn't falter? She doesn't flinch? She doesn't, nothing, she doesn't, she just knows what to do. She just knows how to fix the car, how to do this, how to do that.
Oh, fixing the car. The pool scene.
Oh, she knows how to do everything.
The pool scene was crazy.
The pool scene made me want to punch kittens. Oh,
you know, right? And then, like, when what's the name? Oh my gosh, Gemma. So like when they find out that like all the dudes are like freaking like they're asleep. Oh yeah, that's a great idea. So they're all asleep, right? And everything. And then Gemma's like, okay, fine, I'm gonna program this for Scott.
Yeah,
yeah. What the hell was
a lot
that?
Of issue too.
Scott's asleep.
Randomly doing something for a Red Ranger for no reason when the Red Ranger isn't even involved. It's like Mystic Force style.
Yes.
Seriously.
Yes.
We got to get the Red Ranger in here because we, you know, just have to. It's all about him. What the hell is that?
Thank you. Oh, and then my...
You program it for your brother at the very least.
And then...
You love.
I'm sorry. Then, right. And then finally, Miss Vasquez. Now, you mean to tell me that she's the only chick in the whole, okay, fine. So let's say she is the only chick that, you know, kind of rose up in the ranks and she's the only one. You mean, how is she so vapid? Really? I don't know what to do. I don't know.
You know, I didn't have so much of an issue with that because I think she was just being overwhelmed with the entire situation because she didn't want to be in charge.
Let me tell you something.
Wait. You got to add this to the list of crazy things about the government, okay? The government, it only promotes people that are related, nepotism, and then it loves to imprison Asians. It had some crazy think tank, you know, with these effing up all these kids, and now it doesn't even hire women.
Basically.
This is the worst government ever. This military and this government that work together, it's horrible.
I was just through. I was done because, like, really, like, watching this episode again, it's just like, what the hell were they thinking? And this is supposed to be about women? Like, all the cool, like, funny, you know, humorous stuff or whatever were all from the guys. The guys made the show enjoyable. How does that?
What?
Dude, the best character in the entire episode was the new general, easily.
Yes, Kilobyte.
Easily.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kilobyte. For all these idiots who can't figure out what his name is, it's Kilobyte.
Basically.
They said it clearly 50 times in the episode, and it was in the credits. His name is not Killerbot.
What the hell? Kilobot.
Oh, that would be cool too.
You know, I'm just like,
yes.
I mean, seriously, the new general was cooler. And then that's another thing. Look, when they finally make Tenaya 7 less annoying.
She came
to the point where, like, she did not exist, right? So they finally gave her something to do, finally whatever. And then they bring in this awesome general, very awesome, but then they just make her look like a little rag doll, as if, like, I'm just like, okay, so you want to make her competent and junk, but then you make her look, what the hell are you doing?
Well, I mean, with that though, like, I think the point, the whole point, period, is, like, she started off, like, in the first few episodes, like, pretty tough and, you know, seemingly competent and whatever, and everybody was like afraid of her, but like, wow, you know, looking at her like she's it. And then now we're seeing her slowly, like, screw up over and over again and losing everybody's respect. And I'm hoping at least that that's the point of it, that she's getting so pissed off and looked down upon that, you know, she's gonna lash out. And so hopefully that happens, because otherwise this is all pointless.
Yeah, I was done with her in Ranger Yellow when Dr. K beat her with sound.
But that's the thing, though. Like, they made her, so kind of awesome, and then they just kind of pegged her down. And not even, like, I can understand, like, you having an awesome idea and it didn't work out. You get beaten, like, really well, you know. But that's not what happened. Like, they just made her retarded. Like, seriously. And then so when she finally, well, granted, like, putting all the dudes to sleep, okay, whatever. But it was working a little bit. Then, you know, they just made her look like a retard in the chick episode. That's the thing. I wouldn't mind so much if the awesome general came in, like, at another time or whatever when it wasn't the chick episode. But, like, let the chicks have their moment, man. Like, let the chicks, like, duke it out and just...
But I mean, how did she look retarded in this episode, though?
Like... Oh, my God. Like,
I mean, really, every episode.
Well,
I mean, granted. But I mean, the argument is that, like, something happened that made her look...
No, because what happened is that she was about to win, and then, like, right. Mr. Chauvinist Killobite, whatever, all the other names that people want to name him, you know, like, he's like, oh, I'm gonna
awesome.
Oh, cheap shot, lip the hair, which I'm saying, it would have been, like, when I first watched it was awesome at the time, but I'm like, wait a minute, in the context of the episode, it's just making all the chicks look like... It just didn't. I mean, I don't know. It just felt defeatist to me. It's just like, really, like, let have the Ranger chicks have a good moment and beat the other chick, or let the villain chick have like a good moment or a whatever, like a bettering moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, but it didn't do that because it's a chick episode. Let the chicks have their time. It was just like, oh, look, all the dudes are gonna like save the day, or like all the dudes are gonna get the upper hand. I'm like, I was over it, man.
Yeah, it wasn't even that the women didn't look good in this episode. It's that they looked completely incompetent. Completely.
No,
it was sad.
Most of them was incompetent. Like, seriously, like, I
Gemma?
Don't like the episode, but
Vasquez?
Like,
Gemma was, they look so stupid. Vasquez running around, and
even Dr. K, she was like, my first antidote's only 50% success rate. Yeah. My second one's only 70.
Are you like, serious? Like, that
and their big plan was
like,
their big plan
well,
was
no.
explosion.
You know what I mean?
That was their master plan, was Kalish explosion.
That was freaking brilliant. Like,
and then they
I
had to have
that.
All the guys just so save their ass. It was so pathetic. It really sent the message to me that the women are completely useless, and without the men there, they can't get anything accomplished.
Like, and that's the thing, though. Like it. That's how it looks. I mean, what I read into the episode is that, like, you know, it just so happened that the chicks were outnumbered, and they did their best, but because they were outnumbered, is that's why they were down and out. But it looked bad when you have all the dudes come in and save the day. Like, it just looked bad. So people are gonna interpret it as, oh, well, the dudes saved the day. Oh, the chicks really okay, they didn't do nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like in the context of it, like, all the stuff that could have been awesome in this context was not. It just wasn't.
Why did they have, like, the girls, like, beat the monster and then the guys come in once it grows or something, you know? Like,
I would
like
have
thank
them,
you!
Have them
exactly.
get one big victory, you know? They don't have to get the whole victory, but one big one, you know? Show that they did something without,
like,
the guys there.
Right, like, with Gemma, she could have programmed it for Summer, right? Like, the Road Attack Zord thing for Summer.
Yeah.
Let
yeah.
her use it, beat it when it's, like, small, and then when it gets big, oh, look, Dr. K had the antidote, sprays the guys come in, they all form the, you know, Megazords and all whatever, and then they all beat them together.
Perfect.
That is what you do. Oh my gosh, I want to kick somebody in the face. Seriously. Ooh.
Seriously, they should have just done G3 Princesses, I told you. It would have been so much better to have the female characters sing. That would be the whole episode, female characters sing. They'd look better than they do now.
No, singing...
You know, I haven't seen that episode, but I almost agree with you.
Just go to YouTube and type G3 Princess and pop right
no,
up.
That's okay, that's quite right. That's...
They got little pink dresses that match. It's nice.
Oh my goodness. Oh, and then somebody else brought up, I think it was a Linear Ranger, right? He brought up, he wanted to hear what Jared thought about Mason F. and Truman being taken down by some, like, little mist.
Well, he wasn't. He wasn't. He was drunk. Clearly, he had already gotten bombed. It took, like, 50 bottles of vodka because he's Mason F. and Truman, and he has a liver that's even better than mine, so... That's it. I mean, Mason couldn't be taken down by some crazy little potion. No. He was already drunk, and Vasquez covered for him. Yeah, he was taken down by the potion.
That's why she
was
so worried, because she couldn't think of a good excuse to
he was bombed,
give everybody else.
Yeah, she's the one that gave him the shots. She's like, hey, oh, crap. Oh, no. Oh, my goodness. But you know what? This when was it? They were at the pool table, and then when the guys fell over... to go to sleep. Why the hell were Dylan
I saw
and Scott with hands?
I didn't see that until afterward, until someone.
Oh, I saw it the first time. I was like, why are they holding
I saw it during my second viewing.
Yes.
Oh,
like, wow.
Even though I usually do, I didn't steel myself enough to view it a second time.
I mean, I was like, okay, they a little happy there.
Yep.
A little sleepy tab.
They're a more interesting couple than Summer and either one of them.
That's true.
Oh, and then you have Ziggy dreaming about Dr. K.
Aww.
Which was
aww.
Cute.
Aww.
That was all forced. I didn't like
how
it.
Dare Dr. K F with Flynn's smoothie machine. That ain't right. You don't touch the man's smoothie maker.
Not cool. All right.
That was cool too, actually.
No, not cool. You don't touch a man's smoothie maker. That's his smoothie maker.
That's right. That's how he does it Glasgow style.
Exactly.
Oh, God. I hated that.
That one was a little forced.
All of them, on the whole episode, all the jokes, they were all just forced. And it was all like a Digimon script where it's like every time there was a moment of silence, it had to be filled with some sort of stupid joke.
No, I liked when Ziggy fell down. I like that.
No.
Funny when Ziggy,
what?
When Ziggy fell down? When he's like, I'm a fan, so I don't.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
No, yes, yes. The Ziggy stuff I thought was funny.
No.
I didn't like it. I didn't like at the beginning of the episode when Dylan shot his load in Flynn's face.
That was funny.
And it's black, too. It's like motor oil because he's a machine.
Well, that's funny. Black Ranger, so that's.
Black Ranger because I'm black.
And then the epic straw monster starts thrusting at the girls. At their face with his big
with his freaking straw flopping around.
Oh my gosh, seriously.
That was so
I'm like, no. No.
No, that was terrible.
Oh my goodness. No, this episode just angered me so much. I don't know why. No, I do know why. It's because for some reason, the writers just really don't like Summer. Like,
they don't like the
or
women.
They like her too much, maybe. I don't know.
No, because you know what I think? I think what happened is that maybe they figure, oh, well, she's getting a little bit too clingy, a little bit too, like, oh, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? Blah, blah. So they're trying to, like, counteract that or overcompensate by making her tough, and I know everything, and I'm this, and I'm strong, and I'm this, and I'm whatever. So I think they really try to overcompensate for that crap. But then what happens is that, you know, it just makes her perfect with everything. And that's not good television. I'm sorry. That's not, no. Like, and she's the only, well, not the only chick. My bad. Jem is there now. But,
you know.
People always say that.
But so. I mean, like, she's the one from the beginning. And I should have more in stake with a character from the beginning than I do with a character that just came in, you know, a few episodes ago. I mean, that should, but now I'm more interested in Gemma than freaking. And this is not good.
Summer Sue.
Oh, yes, there was a person, I forgot the person's name in the thread. So there's like a Mary Sue litmus test, like online or whatever. And, you know, where you could like check off to see, like, oh, if you're the characters you're writing in your fanfic, you're Mary Sue. So they took it.
Well, there's an actual thing.
Yes.
Like, oh, wow.
Yes. It's a test. And so, like, you know, there's, like, ranges of points or whatever. So, you know, over 71 points and over, well, they're like, no, just no. Just write, start over. Write that over again, no. And, of course, that's what Summer is.
Oh, they took it for Summer?
Yes, they took it for Summer.
Oh,
I mean, seriously, like, anybody who defends Summer, like, they need to, like... No, they need to go. I'm sorry. There's just, after this, I'm just like, it's 22 freaking episodes, man. Like, 22 episodes. And I'm expecting the girl to, like, falter a little bit or, like struggle with something or whatever. Like, show some kind of progression that I can believe. But all she's like, I know this, I know this, I know this. Shut up. I don't care.
I wish she would sing like that. That would be great.
Goodness.
Burr, 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 burr. I'd like that.
Oh my gosh.
That'd be more
interesting. But it does go back to Ranger Yellow, where she was perfect at everything. Like in her little activities or whatever.
Like, she was, yeah. Like Ranger Yellow, she was perfect
in
everything.
In the flashback, she wasn't
perfect. The flashback, she was just like a stuck up little crackhead, which is like so cliche out of like everything that you could write for a chick that is so cliche. But then she was like perfect in her own little world. Blah, 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 blah. And so it's just retarded. Like, shut the hell up. Like, come on.
Yeah, it is. But at least it's consistent with what they've presented to begin with.
I want consistent crap. Really. I can give you consistent cocaine for you.
We might need some of that after this episode.
Well, that's just delicious.
It is just so, I mean, seriously, and this was a show about all the chicks, and they failed. I'm sorry. They failed. I'm done.
It just wasn't good. Like, that's...
Tell me what was good, then.
That's a failure, though. If it's not good,
I guess it depends on what you mean by they fail. The writers? Okay, the writers failed. Totally.
Thank you. That's what I mean.
Okay.
That's what I mean.
Because the actual characters didn't fail at what they were trying to do.
I'm not going to be talking about the characters right now. I don't really give a crap about them right now. Please.
I'm just saying.
The writers need a chick on their staff. That's all I gotta say.
Wow.
That is all I gotta say.
Not necessarily.
They need a chick. Well, obviously, because they don't
present, you know, the story in the right way.
I'm just, whatever. It's just retarded. It is retarded. I mean, you know, you're going back 22 episodes and you're expecting to see, like, look, what they did, Dr. K is the best chick character that they have, right? Bar none, hands down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boop, 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 right? Because they invested themselves. They put F, they, you know, they gave her flaws. They made her the anti-hero in a sense. You know, like they put their in there, right? And
then, their
their
you know, the monster straw mouth or what?
Their final vent in there.
Oh, wow. I hate you right now. So, right? And then with Gemma, who's like in the same boat as, you know, like they try to think outside the box. I will give them that. Thinking outside the box, even though I don't agree with like a whole bunch of stuff that they did. They thought outside the box with Gemma. You know what? They put the in there. So it's just like, oh, wow. We're going to write for her. We put all our in the other ones. Crap, what are we gonna do?
Rich girl.
Oh yeah. Okay. Let's do it. That's awesome. Wait. Let's make her ride a bike. Oh, that's awesome.
Oh snap. That's an idea. That is an idea.
Awesome right now.
Oh god.
It's just stupid. Stupid. I'm sorry. I love me some RPM. I do, but.
God, and this was a good idea for an episode.
Oh, it was.
Really it was.
And you know what? I expected the whole reason for why the guys fell asleep to be really lame and stupid, but I actually thought like they handled it pretty well, like with the whole.
Yeah, they set it up very nicely.
Yeah, with the whole explanation of Dr. K, like, oh, it's chromosomal and it's this and that. I was like, oh wow, they actually came up with some. Pseudo science. It wasn't just like casting a magic spell or something. It was just like what, which they would have done in like other seasons, but
I think like the idea, like the campy idea, like, oh, let's put the guys to sleep. Okay, like, you know, yeah, I was expecting that. Okay, cool. That's great. You know, even with the beginning with like Summer knowing everything, I'm like, okay, whatever. I thought that they were making her like so perfect in the beginning of this episode so that they could set her up to fail. You know what I'm saying? Like set her up to like, you know, do something wrong or whatever. I really thought, but like all throughout the episode, she knew exactly what to do. I'm just like, you know? And then, like, okay, in the thread, like, people are like, oh, why are you people saying that, like, you know, she knew exactly what to do when, like, they ended up failing or whatever? And I'm just like...
They won in the end.
They
had good ideas. I mean, it actually stopped them.
It's like people have never paid attention to Summer before now. She's always doing everything perfectly. This is not new. God, it's so bad. And I hated this episode when I was watching it in Goanger, and it was still better than this crap. I mean, the Goanger was just a typical two of the Rangers evil story, but it was still better than this. Oh, it was so bad. They just turned red and blue evil for like 15 minutes, and it was really sad and stupid, and it was still better than effing. Summer's crap. Oh, God.
I'm just honestly, there are people who are tired of other people complaining about Summer and, oh, like, you know, like there's there's no, like, oh, people like now hating on Summer because, like, Dylan's not whatever. And I'm just like, it is not even about hating people. Because clearly everybody, when RPM started, was on the boat. They were on the bandwagon. They were all drinking the Kool-Aid. I mean, it was great. It was awesome. I mean, I was defending Summer. I was like, oh, well, I see this and this, and I can see, ooh, with that and blah and whatever, whatever. So I was not even on the hating Sun Summer track until freaking Ranger Yellow.
Yeah, like, for real. People are acting like, they're saying like, oh, we moved on to hate Summer. Ranger Yellow was a long time ago, and we hated her then. It was a long time ago.
No, they said we moved on. Wait, we moved on from what? Ziggy or what?
Ziggy, like, or Dylan, or
Dylan or whomever or whatever.
Okay,
whomever.
Because I actually like those characters, so I don't really know. I didn't move on from anybody. I just didn't like Summer.
Yeah.
Like, or I didn't. I mean, I still don't hate Summer, but like, she was the least favorite.
She's the weakest. Yeah.
It's less that I hate her and more that she's given me no reason to like her.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Or I don't care about her. Like, I don't have any animosity or whatever. I don't care. Like, I really don't care about her. And that's worse than hating somebody. Like, I can hate Vita. Like, I find joy in that. Like, oh, it's just like, oh, yes.
There's nothing worse than apathy.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't care. I don't care about her.
She hates Vita because she's got a big, massive penis.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, God.
You know, and she was just so over the top and campy and horrible. And it was great. Like, seriously, it was like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
God.
I just love hating on her. I mean, it was great. It was like mad jokes for days. How are you going to joke on Summer? Oh, I'm perfect.
Remember that time?
You can say, "Don't worry, Dylan," because she says that like every other episode.
Yeah, but
that,
we did that last episode, dude. Like,
yeah,
we tapped out. You know what I'm saying?
We're out of material.
Oh, snap. We
got
where Summer's concerned. Say
what?
So we've already got perfect Summer and Dylan impressions down pat. We can do that whenever we need to.
You know? So, I'm just tired of the chick being boring. I'm tired. I'm like, I'm done. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just like give her some. I mean, I don't even want to say give her something to do because they did and it just made it boring. I mean, like, freaking, like, give her like a conflict or something, like, and
something
not
human.
And not freaking Dylan. Like, seriously, like, that's not, I'm sorry, like, liking somebody is not a freaking conflict. I'm done. Yo, like, seriously, you know what I'm saying? Oh, what's it? Yeah, it was this episode when Gemma was fixing something and then and Flynn passes her something or whatever.
Yes.
And he has that little look in his eye. That's how you do it.
Okay, see, that's the thing is, we wanted Summer in this episode to, like, start out perfect, have a big colossal failure, and then build herself up again at the end, which is a great idea. They did it last episode. They showed they can do it. They did it with Flynn. Do the same damn thing with Summer.
I know.
Do it again.
Freaking true. That is so true. Like, seriously, like do the exact same. Maybe you can repeat the same lines.
Damn episode. Like, Summer and Dylan make another toy or something. I don't care. Do something.
Goodness. Like, seriously, instead of the road attack Zord, make it the road attack Zord cycle. Just do something else.
Yeah, have him build another ninja repaint. I don't care. Do something.
So cool. Like, really? Like, seriously? Like, do they, like, not care? Like, dude, they're just like, oh, wow. No, you know what? Maybe, probably, they're so bored with Summer themselves, they don't know what to do.
No.
It doesn't even feel like they don't care. It feels like they're actively trying to make me not like her. They're going out of their way to make her annoying.
Wow.
I don't think she's annoying. I don't think she's annoying. I think Tanai is annoying.
The writers are trying to make me hate Summer. They hate they hate the women.
No, I think they're convinced that they are, well, they were at the time, at least, that they were doing something good for Summer, but by making her perfect and having her in this episode, and they thought that it was going to be empowering or whatever, but it just didn't work.
It's wrong. I hate them.
and you know what? Like, I'm gonna bring up something, and
something.
I'm gonna. I feel Jared's gonna come at me But
you gonna talk about Scott?
No, please. gonna talk about something I actually like to talk about. So, Summer being perfect and doing everything like all the time right and knows exactly what to do reminds me a little bit of Catherine.
Oh,
come on. Like, I thought you were gonna say me or Rose.
Oh,
I was thinking of Tommy.
Oh, no, Tommy didn't. No, Tommy had flaws. No.
Every time you see Tommy's hair, you
know. Well, on the battlefield, he had flaws. Really? When did this happen? Except I can think of
first
one
season.
Time.
I that time in Dino Thunder
he jumped up at a giant monster.
Okay. On the battlefield, like most of the time. Well, except for Ziggy, like, recently. But most of the time, when they morph, they pretty much know what to do. Like, seriously. Like, honestly. Like, they pretty much know, like, okay, we do this. We're going to look awesome. It's only up till, like, we've got it to RPM and Ziggy's all, like, flailing about and crap. They're like, ooh, wow, that's different. Seriously. Yeah. Like, let's be fair.
Yeah, but you know what? They don't go into a battle and fight off, like, and tell their ranger friends, okay, you guys go in the Zords. I'll take on these 35 monsters that just got resurrected on my own. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like the one where they were at the beach and he beat like 15 fish monsters.
Yeah, it was just like, wow. So Tommy really could just do this by himself, basically.
That,
like
that's the episode that pisses me off the most, when he beat 50 fish monsters and they're in their Megazord beating one.
Yeah. Like, what? The whole team. Wow. He's the team.
And the episode started out being, like, about Rocky, I think.
I think it was, yeah.
Well, they did a good thing.
like Rocky and Billy, and I can't remember if it was Aisha.
Aisha was there.
They did a good thing. It was about Rocky. They changed it up real nice. Look, let me tell you something, right? Like, in the beginning, like it was always like freaking like the Red Ranger, you know, Jason going off by himself and I don't know, like for some reason they just wanted them two to like go off by themselves and freaking like fight off the monsters, even like, you know, a little bit here and there and like in each season as you know you go down the line. But I mean, it was just something about like whatever. So I'm just like, wow, they really got happy with that. So I'm not even gonna like take I'm like, okay, well, that's the thing they wanted to do. Like, whatever. I mean, it's, you know, like, it's just like when they morph, it's just like, oh, well, we know what to do now because we're morphed and we know everything. Because, like, when I was in human form, I didn't know jack about fighting, but now I know everything. Like,
well,
there's certain things I'm just like, you know what? All right, that's like the mythos. Okay, whatever. Like, fine. You know, it's only up to RPM where it's like, oh, that's kind of cool. Ziggy doesn't know what to do in his morph form. That's awesome. You know, like, that's kind of cool. But no, like I remember being, it was Catherine. And when she showed up on the scene, like when she turned good, it was like everything she did was perfect. It was just like perfect. I'm perfect. And like, this was about the time where, like, you know, we got out of like season one, season two being all like, oh, we're perfect at everything. Blah, blah, blah. You know, like they were starting to show flaws and junk a little bit more and whatever. And then she's like, I do everything perfectly. And look at me. I'm so bad.
I honestly never got that vibe. So I need more examples.
Yeah. Let me see. There was like an episode where she put together some organization to like fix a wall or some kind of crap.
Because didn't like after she be, I mean, how many episodes after she became a ranger was it until they became kids? I mean, there weren't that many, were there?
There was a half season.
How much was a half season?
I don't know. It'd be like 20.
And then there was Eo, but like. What I noticed back in the day, this is me reflecting when I was like kid back in the day, I was just like, wow, like she like knows how to do everything and is nice and does everything perfectly except for making that horrible purse. And she, and you know,
oh, that's
like,
a good purse,
you know, but like even the characters themselves, like, wow, like you usually do everything so perfectly. Like, I mean, they even said, okay, so
well, at least they acknowledge it.
They acknowledge it, right? So, like, that was me back in the day. Now, looking back, I'm like, okay, you know, Kat, you know, she had a, you know, had her thing, you know, whatever. She always broke her ankle, blah, blah, blah. Okay, whatever. You know, call for Tommy. So she wasn't perfect. But, you know, I can tolerate Catherine. I can.
Oh, you so lie, Spy. There weren't 20 episodes.
How many were there?
They're okay. You know what? Catherine becomes a ranger. Then we have Rita's PETA. Here's a good one. Then we have the one she was talking about with the helping the homeless project. A monkey episode. The Master Vial of Metallic Armor three-parter. The stupid Sound of Discordia. And then then we're Rangers in Reverse.
Oh, so yeah, okay, so that's half of the 20 that I was thinking.
Seven episodes.
How long was, like, the process of getting from Kimberly to Kat in the first place? Because I remember, and I barely remember the show, so I don't know. But, like, from my memory, it took, like, forever.
It didn't feel like a long.
It took 9 episodes.
Took forever.
Nine.
Like, when I found out she was going to go away, I was like, let's get this mother bleeper. I'm like, come on. Like, really, they just dragging it out.
Dude, how could they drag? I think you think they dragged it out because there were 2 3-parters.
It was long, though. Like, all right, crazy. They got rid of Aisha like that. It was done. They got rid of they got rid of Jason freaking whatever, all those other 3 like that. It was boom, 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 boom.
Well, they got rid of them a couple dozen episodes before they got rid of them.
Well, that's before you're like, whatever. But I mean, like, hello, like, Kimberly was just like 3-parters and this and what was a blah, I'm losing the powers and blah, 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 blah.
That was drama. It was the conflict you wanted from this episode.
the two parts where Catherine first showed up, then they had the crazy changing of the Zords 3-parter, which was awesome because Lord Zedd appeared in the, like, command center, which was kick-ass.
You know, that was cool at the time, but when you rewatch it's forced.
I was crapping my pants at the time when it first happened.
Yeah, when it first happened, it was great, but looking back, no.
And then all they had after that was that lame cab episode, follow that cab, and then the Different Shade of Pink 3-parter. That was it.
That was a lot of 3-parters, man. That was some dragging out some... You know what I'm saying? So,
I think my favorite. Time, I think my, when I was I love kid. That. I love that when Catherine's like 3 feet taller than Kimberly. I love
that. Yes, that was awesome. Though. That was awesome. I was like, I think I'm gonna like her. She's like mega tall. She's like, okay, here, midget. Here you go.
Give me the coin, midget.
And you know, meeting her at Anime Expo, she's not actually that very tall. So, imagine how short Amy Jo must be.
Amy Jo's 5 feet, dude.
Is she?
Yes. Yes, I am taller than Amy Jo. Now, let me tell you.
Yeah, actors are always smaller than you think they are. Like, when we first met Austin St. John, I'm like, oh my god, little fella.
Oh, no. Walter Jones, mother bleeper. Walter mother effing Jones. No, is
Austin,
like,
was the first one.
Like, I can see eye to eye, oh. I can see eye to eye. No. Mother bleeper is short.
Because I saw Austin, like, hey, little fella, Khan's going to love you.
Oh, wow. Oh, sad. Oh my gosh, JDF is decent size though. He's I'm short. Well, so everybody is.
Yeah, basically I'm short. Yeah.
So. He's creepy because he's got a tattoo of a baby on his boob.
You know, that's his kid. Leave him alone. Although when I first saw, I was like, wait a minute, is that the girl baby on his like chest? Like, what the hell? Like, but that's his kid. So let's be nice.
Dude, you think his kid's gonna grow up and actually be proud of his dad for having a tattoo of him on his boob?
We are gonna boob on, dude. We're gonna boob on. So, what I'm saying about Catherine, at the time when I was watching the show, that's how I felt about Summer. Like, I mean, I felt the same way. And then looking back on it, I was like, okay, well, she had some flaws in Jungle, whatever. Okay, whatever. And then compared to, like, all these other crackhead, like, Pink Rangers or whatever, Kat isn't so bad. So, you get to Summer, where she's really boring. It's just, like, she's, like, more perfect than freaking Kat. Like, seriously.
See, my only problem with Catherine was the little girl that played her. I hated that little girl.
Oh, yes, that little girl. She was so whiny. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, dude. She was like Scott. She's all like, messed up.
What are you going to do? And then, like, the really fake accent. What are we going to do? And some kind of crap like that. I was just like... you want to know why I, like, don't like little kids on the TV show? That's where it started. Just saying. That's where it started.
I'm looking at the Zio episodes now because I'm actually curious to see what Kat did. Kat and Tommy have a baby.
Yeah, they did.
Kat trains a dog. No.
When they had to babysit the baby.
Yeah. There's like a boohoo robot that attacks them or something. Or,
yeah, and the cries were amplified.
Right. Yeah. They make little Joey cry.
Cat randomly trains a fire department dog.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
What the
yes.
hell?
Yes. Yes, because she knows about that stuff.
What are these episodes?
They're early Zio, the ones that never got repeated.
Early Zio, I do not remember that well.
Yeah. It was very rare, I think.
Oh, God. Okay, there's no excuse for there's no business like snow business. That was not good.
Hey, you know what? I love me some no business like snow business. Love it. I love the little coat chain, like they try to save the girl on.
It wasn't cool.
Say what?
Besides having a VR trooper there, it wasn't cool.
You know what?
Yeah, it was.
That was cool. That was honestly, was that, I was like,
Caitlin.
Yeah, it
or
was.
Caitlin.
So I was like, oh, snap. And then she was like, "Oh no, you didn't." She walked off from Tommy. That's like, "You go, girl. You do that. You do that. You do that. Oh yeah." And then Cat comes in. Oh, I guess anything didn't work out for you. Oh, oh, look, this is my favorite.
It wasn't my plan the entire time or anything.
I didn't tell her that you're a ranger. Oh, I didn't really. No, I didn't. I told her that you're a competent bastard. Oh, that wasn't me. Oh.
I didn't know there was an episode where Catherine was a surfer.
Yes! Oh my gosh, yes!
What?
Yes!
I didn't know she surfed.
Oh, what is. This is like, I don't even
know. Like Ninja Storm right there.
Basically. And then like she, and then there's like the like little oil, like the toxic oil that's going into the sea or whatever that's about to like get Catherine. And so then Tommy and his brother have to go out and save her and junk.
The episode is called Oily to Bed, Oily to Rise.
Basically. Yes, because not only did like Kat know how to like, you know, dive, well actually she didn't because she hit her head, so I guess she wasn't that good.
That's why she took up dancing instead.
Then she like knows how to surf. She's like really great at surfing. Right. Oh my gosh. Wow. I'm sorry. I mean I can tolerate Kat now. I can tolerate her, but the rage is coming back, yo. The rage.
Yeah, there were a few weird Catherine episodes I didn't remember, but overall, I still don't think it's that bad. What you doing, Turbo?
I wasn't a fan back in the day.
I liked her just because I hated Kimberly.
Well,
no, I liked Kimberly, so that's why I hated Kat.
I hated both of them. I hated both of them. That's why it's called No Pink Spandex. Oh,
I didn't really hate or love either of them. They were just kind of there.
The only thing I will say
I like Kimberly more.
The only thing, I was just so disappointed that Catherine just like stepped in and became like Tommy's Kimberly Patch.
That was crap.
Because I still say they should have put Catherine and Rocky together. That'd be a great couple. Hells yeah, they would have been awesome together.
I guess. The Pink Ranger did not need to be hooked up with anybody after Kimberly was hooked up with Tommy for like 500 years.
But to be fair, though, like Catherine, they weren't like, you know, together, quote unquote, until like nearing the end of a while. They took a while. I'll grant them that.
But they may as well have been because you knew it was there.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yes, I didn't.
Because she was always crying out for him. She's like, oh, save me.
Hey, Catherine wasn't perfect. She was anorexic.
Yeah, and Turbo.
But see, that's the thing. That's why when I look back, I was like, oh yeah, she wasn't. But like in Turbo, they started like, you know, making her like real and like a person.
That makes sense. Yeah. Answer that actually.
She chewed out Lieutenant Stone's daughter. It was great. Or niece or whatever.
Whatever. Yeah. So looking back on it, it's like, yeah, like she wasn't perfect. Like she was like they. She actually did stuff that I was like, oh, okay, whatever, that's cool. And she always broke her ankle. So I was like, yes.
Honestly, my worst Catherine memory is passing the torch where they're screaming for Tommy in slow motion.
Yes, that was awesome.
When the Jeep blows up or whatever.
Awesome.
Well, that would be a good part to scream his name.
Yes. Well, yeah, but it's just
she like, didn't need the help. She was concerned for him at that time. That's
right, but it's
a little bit different.
You always hear so many times about Catherine and Kimberly screaming for Tommy, and then
yeah.
That's the one that always sticks out in my mind.
You know what? That was the one that was most like decent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's the thing for me because I hated Tommy and Catherine so much in that episode, and I loved TJ and Cassie so much in that episode.
Why did you hate Tommy and Catherine so much in that episode? I'm confused.
I don't know. It was just something. I don't know. Tommy's hair.
That was such a happy one.
Tommy.
And meanwhile, like Justin and Tanya and Adam were having fun. I'm like, yeah, they're having fun. They're being cool. I know Justin's being cool. I know it's weird. But and then you got Tommy and Kat go, oh, we're getting attacked by two piranhas.
You know what? Let me tell you something. That was awesome. You know what?
They were on motorcycles. What are you talking about?
Let me stop the presses right
now.
If
they really wanted to get Tommy, they should have tied him up to a tree.
Let me shut the hell up. That will not work this time. They've moved on. But what I'm saying is that, honestly, like, passing the torch, that was some, when I was watching, I was like, oh, snap, they're actually, you know, they bobbing and weaving and, I mean, like, let me tell you, like, I was enjoying it. And especially when the thing was blowing up and she was screaming, Tommy! And
that episode has so many, like, Tommy and his girl cliches in it. Like, the whole Pit of Doom thing came up there, too, you know? It was so Tommy Catherine cliche-tastic. It was ridiculous.
Oh, Pit of Doom is awesome.
The Pit of Doom wasn't as awesome as, as the car blowing up. No,
the Pit of Doom was awesome.
And the rats have to chew through the rope.
You can clearly see, like, he is not hanging from anything. He's, like, arms all bent, like, he's chilling. It was awesome.
When I was watching that episode, I was so hoping that what was going to happen is TJ and Cassie were going to replace Catherine and Tommy, and that was it. You know, like Tanya and Adam would stick around. Maybe I was hoping, Carlos and Ashley hadn't been there. You know, except for that.
Yeah, they were just an afterthought for that episode.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, oh, cool. It'd be great. Though that'd be a good team. They just have to get rid of Justin and be perfect.
Amen to that.
But I'm like, who the hell is Carlos? I had forgotten him because from that damn soccer episode. And,
really?
Yeah, cause I didn't like.
No, I remember him with that hair.
Because I didn't think he'd be, like, the main character. That was just the character for the day, you know, of, hey.
Yeah, I didn't expect it.
Ranger's got to help some random guy at school again, you know? And then it's all, hey, I'm the Green Ranger.
God. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I got to watch Passing the Torch again. Oh, my gosh. I don't know. For some reason, I just loved it. It was great.
I do remember liking that one, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't it the episode that began with, like, Diva Tex asleep and her mom gives her the great advice of, beat the Red Ranger. Really? That's your advice? Beat the Red Ranger? Holy crap, what's your next advice? Send down monsters?
Oh. That's why she's dead.
Better advice than beat the Power Rangers.
Oh, goodness. I'm sorry.
Okay, are you all right?
No, I'm good because, like, I just find this more enjoyable than the freaking ATM episode.
Yes, they were.
Oh, my goodness. Like, seriously. Like, I was so mad and... I mean, I knew, like, the people who weren't going to like it from the board. I knew, like, it wasn't going to be whatever. But I was kind of surprised, like, how many people were kind of like, oh, yeah, it was really great. I loved it. 5. Like,
yes, what's wrong with them?
I don't understand. Like, where is the 5? Where, like, why? Because there was a lot more boobs that you could see? Like, I don't understand.
The episode had some good points, but they all did not revolve around the actual main plot of the episode.
Yeah.
All the secondary stuff, like the new villain and the guys, that was all good. I liked all that stuff.
Basically.
The plot of the women was not.
Oh, and at the end, the secret.
Yes.
Yes.
Naya's actually going to do something now. That'd be good.
What did Ken say? What did he say?
Just did you ever tell her or? Oh, Flynn, you said?
No. I called.
Killabyte?
No.
The big pen. She said.
Benjic? Oh, the big pen.
Yeah.
The big pen. Okay. He's. I don't know. First, Killabyte said something about you haven't told her the secret or something. He's like, no, and we'll keep it that way or.
Right.
It's very vague. Yeah.
Well, it's vague, but we all
know what it is. You see somebody in the thread said, am I the only one that thinks that Tanaya is Dylan's sister?
Yeah.
Yes, you're the only one that thinks that.
Yeah, how did bless, you call bless that his soul. Place? Bless his soul. His innocent soul. He didn't know.
Well, now that you mention it.
Tanaya is, oh my god. This blows the whole thing wide open.
Right? I swear, at the end of the series, I think the Rangers are going to beat Benjix. I think they will.
Just my guess,
but I think they'll do it.
Yeah, it's going to be like a Sixth Sense moment. Like, oh my god, you're going to look like a whole
show. You know what? Someone brought up in the thread that If Summer was like an attack bot or whatever, like undercover, because that's why she's so perfect. Oh, infiltrating! Kind of
cool. I'd actually, at least it'd be something.
I'd be interested in that.
No, I think that would be lame. Yeah, why wouldn't she have attacked like 500 times already? Or like just blown up the place, you know?
They're just
like
waiting for the secret code to be whispered into her ear.
Yeah. Like at the unleashes her. Of the
sex baby!
She's a Cylon, I guess.
No, it's like the beginning exactly of the second Austin Powers movie when they found out the chick from the first one was a robot. Did you watch the Austin Powers movies?
Yes.
I don't remember.
In the second one, he found out that the girl from the first one was a robot, and he quickly beat her so he could move on to the next girl. So they had to write her out in 2 seconds, because I think they got engaged at the end of the first movie.
Okay.
It's like, and he's talking to the boss, he's like, she was a robot! And the boss is like, yeah, I knew the whole time.
You sure? You know, I think at first I thought it would be awesome, but like at this point it'd be like, oh really? That's just like a cop out. Whatever. You're trying to put in the twist for nothing. You know, because like there was like no dropping the hints except for like she's perfect at everything, but like there's no, you know, so it'd be kind of whack. But
are hints and they're so well hidden, we haven't noticed them yet.
Yeah. This is not that show.
Huh?
This is not like Fight Club or something. Like.
Huh?
No, that's
if it happens, it's gonna be so in your face.
Oh, right.
No. All the pieces will come together.
Jeremy was right. T-shirts, that'd be great.
But you know, all the pieces will come together, and then like somebody has to like quit the team.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because that's what real Rangers do. They're like, oh look, we solved what's going on. Oh. Nope, I want to bang some chick instead. Let me quit the team.
That is not.
I wasn't sure if that was a Jack joke or a Mac joke, really. Because they both.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking. They both overdrive.
They both worked.
They did. The whole team quit. Overdrive.
Stupid Red Rangers with their rhyming names.
Oh my goodness! Didn't Nick want to quit too at the end?
Probably. He was a Red Ranger. Yeah.
He just wanted to give up, I think. I saw the finale.
Yeah, that's when Maddie was screaming at him like, no, you don't. No, you don't. You know?
We need you.
Yeah, then suddenly after like 32 episodes of doing nothing, Madison starts talking and stuff. And it's really weird.
Hey, listen. I actually thought that was good considering, you know, it just would have been nice if she had stuff to do before that, you know. Instead of, I don't know. What else did she do, really? Nothing.
Bought toothpaste.
That's it.
And I don't
one episode she filmed them. Remember that?
Did
one
she
episode?
Actually? Oh yeah, like in the premiere or something, right?
Well, I don't know. There was Chip was like being all trying to be wacky and just pissing me off, and she was filming him.
God, well, he was eating some bizarre cartoonish food, like pizza with
marshmallows or something.
Yes, marshmallows and chocolate or something.
Like a Ninja Turtle. No anchovies, dude.
Wow.
Oh god.
Oh my goodness.
Cowabunga! I'm gonna put some black licorice on my pizza. Radical.
I think. Do we have anything else to say about this episode?
I don't know. Let me look at my review.
Well, I want to say, like, okay, I guess I'm the only person that actually liked Vasquez, because I don't know, I just found her whole character adorable because she was like this this girl who had no idea what was going on, and she was suddenly like thrown in charge, and she was nervous about it, and I just thought that was like, that was cute, and I didn't really see what the problem was with that part of that.
Because in the context of this episode, where it's all about women and really trying to empower them and trying to make sure that they're, I don't know, show that they're competent, they make the chick ding ding.
Right. Well, we make her human.
I kind of like that. Yeah, I kind of like that she needed a little bit of encouragement to get there, because she didn't want to be the leader of the thing. She just wanted to be her little, at her little soldier post or whatever.
Yeah. And all of this, woman, like, all this, like, woman empowerment stuff, like, I feel like we as the viewers are kind of putting more into it. I'm not saying it's not trying to be that, but it's like, I feel like people had expectations of that going into it before it even started.
No, I had no expectations.
It was
going to
be the chick, the chick's episode.
I thought it was going to be horrible. Like, I thought the episode was going to be, like, dreadful, horrible. I'm not going to look forward to it. Whatever. I had no expectation. I really didn't. I was like, whatever. Right?
Real. Call the Dome Dolls.
No, not the quality of the episode, but just what it was supposed to be about. And then you watch it.
It sounds like it's supposed to be about the girls.
To be about the girls. Like, what else?
Well,
what else?
It was.
I mean, no, but, like, there's, like, nobody else left. Like what else are they going to do? Like, they're going to... Look. Okay, here we go. Here we go. All right. Let's go on this train a little bit. Let's ride on this train a little bit, okay? So, Dad Vasquez, you know, she's not really too sure of herself. She's like, I don't know what to do or whatever. Okay, that's great. In any normal situation where it wasn't only chicks involved, like, it would have been like, it's just, like I said, like, it, like, that moment in itself is what is good. But then when you put it in the context next to these other crackheads that are acted up, then it's just like, it's a cumulative thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. it was just, that's the problem. Like, so, like each moment by itself would have been cool. When you put it all together, it makes all the chicks look like they just don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, typically when an episode of Power Rangers is like about somebody, it usually makes that person look good. You know? And... didn't really make any of the people it was about look good. It made them look stupid.
Well, they still
competent.
Won. I mean, oh my god.
No. The guys won. They stood there. And
okay, but you act like seriously before the guys got there, it was just complete and utter failure. And that's not true because
they damn sure weren't
girls,
doing well.
If you remove the girls from the entire equation,
then
the
there'd be nobody
still
left.
Be asleep, number one. The guys would still be asleep, number one, and number two, the city would be trashed. And yes, the city still got trashed anyway, to an extent, but obviously their plan was to hold the people at bay, at least, at the very least, and that's what they did. So you can't say that they didn't do anything at all. I just don't understand that all the criticisms that I'm hearing, like, I don't like this episode either, but, like, let's not knock it for doing stuff that it didn't actually do.
No, I personally am not saying that they didn't do anything. That's not even the thing. Like, they did stuff. Like, they did stuff to hold the back. And really, I wasn't even a fan of how it went down because it was really, it wasn't like... they got beat because they were chicks. They got beat because they were outnumbered. But it looks as if they got beat because they were chicks. That's how it looks bad. No, but that's how it looks bad, though. Like you know, it looked like a very competent episode in any other situation where they tried their best. But when you take out all the dudes and then they try their best and then the moment of the day goes to the dude that just woke up.
Yeah.
It doesn't look good.
Yeah,
it
feels like they were just trying to hold off the bad guy until the men could come save them. It's not, oh, we had a minor victory, and then the guys helped us get the big victory. It's all we could do at the most was hold them off just a little bit because we need the men, is what it felt like.
Yeah, because, and then that's the thing, like, the whole thing, like Dr. K, like, her, I mean, she had to get that antidote so that they can wake up so that he can use the Zord.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that was their aim. Like, they weren't like, oh, we can handle this themselves or whatever. It was like, oh, well, we'll kind of hold them off and, like, try to kind of beat them sort of kind of whatever until, like, Dr. K gets this antidote so that they can wake up the real heroes and what. I think that's how it looks.
Yeah.
That's how it looks.
Exactly.
It's bad.
I feel the same way.
For real.
Like, seriously, like, I agree about, you know, how it happened towards the end. I'm just saying. If the girls were not there at all, obviously.
If the girls were
not
there at all, there'd be no show.
Be
like, freaking,
yeah.
I mean, there'd be no show, dude. Like, come on, let's be
well, right.
Let's
but I'm just, but just, I just,
you know,
maybe I just read too many comments where people were just like, yeah, the girls didn't do anything. They
no,
just
well, we're not saying that. We're not saying
they just didn't get to do enough.
Right, and I agree with that. Like, seriously, like. In my perfect version of this episode, the guys wouldn't wake up until the enemy
the monster
was
just,
gone.
Yeah.
Defeated, yeah.
That's how it usually is in a lot of the earlier
women aren't needed.
Seasons.
Just look at the toy line. Women aren't needed.
Oh, God. It's
they get one basic show. Figure, and then they do nothing. So sad how little the women get. I mean, God, even in Dino Thunder, they were at least getting a bike. Now they got nothing.
Yeah.
Did she get a bike?
She did.
Yeah.
Well, they all got a bike, so.
I bought the 3 bikes, and then I bought the black and white ATVs.
Wow. I miss the ATVs. Those need to come back.
Those were pretty awesome. The Tommy Trent fights were badass.
Though that was cool.
They were actually.
You know, so I don't know who you were reading, but I know me personally, I'm not saying that they didn't do anything. That's not what.
Well,
I,
it's obviously,
you know. So it's just really, it's just really you're reading stupid people.
Yes.
Oh wow. Okay. Well,
The women didn't do nothing. They just did nothing substantial.
They didn't get the victory that they deserved.
Yeah, they didn't get the victory. Okay. They didn't get their victory. That's what I would say. You know what I'm saying? They did something substantial. They held them off.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, I will give you that.
Yeah, so yeah, it's...
Team up and beat the monster when it's tiny. Come on, girls.
Seriously?
Beat it in the tiny form.
Mother of pearl.
I'm not asking you to just have the big bear and the jet like beat it on its own when it's a big monster. I mean, come on.
Oh, that would be cool too.
Hell, like, wait a minute, couldn't they? Oh, I don't know, like, get their zords and stomp the crap out of them.
Well,
they've done it in this season. That. They've escalated and but be like, ah.
They eat it like hungry, hungry hippos.
You know, like there's so many things, and then like when people are like. You know, when I brought up Summer, like, why did Gemma write it for Scott and not Summer? They're like, oh, well, because they wanted to use the Japanese food. It's like, no duh, Sherlock, but that's not how you use it.
Yeah, but that's not a good enough excuse.
That's a tired excuse. You can cut around Sentai footage to make it look, easily, you know, to make it work.
Especially after last episode where it did it so great.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who wrote this freaking episode anyway? Who wrote it? What the hell?
John Telligan or Telligan, whatever. I don't know.
John, really?
which he wrote that other episode that I really didn't like with the 20-minute Ziggy scene and the grocery store.
Oh, the grocery store! Oh,
is that Freezer Cod?
Yeah, I think so. And that was like my biggest problem with this episode because like the ending, like
oh no no the
moments,
ending was good. The ending was good.
No,
wait,
I love
too
ending.
Much.
No, I liked it. It was good.
What are you talking about? Wait, I'm confused. What?
The scene where they bring in the hood of his car.
Yeah, and Flinter and Sky are like, you didn't take my car.
That was funny. I
like
that.
No, seriously, my thing is, like, they dropped it, right? And then he had his facial reaction, and then that was funny, right? But then what happened was they went on for 2 more minutes to talk about it. And that was the part that sucked because it just kept going forever and ever and ever trying to milk this joke that was funny in the first 30 seconds of the joke. But then they just dragged it out forever. And I was just like,
don't hate on Glasgow style, yo. Don't hate.
You gotta milk it. Family Guy style.
Oh my god.
No, even when the girls eyed the car in the first scene, it's like you knew something was gonna happen to it. You're like, I was already done with the joke when I saw their eyes light up. I was like, oh no.
You don't like humor.
I thought that was funny.
You don't like humor in your
No.
Mind. You know what? I do have to say, I love it how the car gets totally demolished when the girls drive it.
Dude, one of
I
the
love
girls
how is, that happens.
One of the girls is Asian. What do you expect?
Oh, snap.
The Asian wasn't driving, so, like, you
Asian
know.
Well, it's a girl and an Asian, so it's like.
She touched it.
She touched
it. She tried to give it an upgrade. It didn't work.
It okay for me to change 8 lanes without turning on blinker? Okay. Good luck.
Let me tell you, I did have to roll my eyes, like, really, like, they try so hard to, like, give them moments, and it just ends up, like, really? Like, when they have the car, it's, like, totally demolished? Really? Okay. Right. Sure. Love it. You know, that car has been through hell and back, but it gets totally demolished when the chicks have it. Fine.
And they weren't even remorseful in the end. They were just like, that's what you get for falling asleep.
That was funny.
I don't know that because I know women can't drive. That's always a fact.
You're a crackhead.
You don't even have a driver's license. You be quiet.
Look, I can drive when I have to.
No.
All right.
I had to cart your ass around.
You mean drive to the airport?
Yeah.
Drive back.
That's
a
dangerous
like,
trek.
Ooh!
Should have made you walk.
The mean streets of Michigan.
It's real. Don't mess with Troy.
Oh my goodness. So, I honestly, the end, I liked. I'm sorry. I did.
Yeah, I liked it.
I thought it was funny.
I had no problem.
He was like, well, it was right because they ain't taking my car. And he's like,
no, here's the problem with the end. At the end, Gemma's so gay. Jim's all like, ew, women are icky.
Isn't that the message of the whole episode?
Wait, I'm confused. Wait, what happened?
Vicky said, oh, we can have all the women we want when we, you know, not pour the antidote in. And then Jim has this look on his face.
Oh,
yeah, that was great.
Girls have cootie.
Oh, Jim likes little of the Wang.
A little bit. He's attracted to women that are, you know, related to him.
There's a lot of ambiguous gayness in this episode.
The ambiguous gay duo.
Yeah. Scott and Dylan holding hands and the pool.
The straw.
Dylan shooting his load in Flynn's face.
Yeah, what's up with this episode?
So gay. That's the problem. It's all gayed up. They gayed up the episode.
Maybe the gum dolls weren't the girls at all.
Seriously, it should be.
Seriously, Ziggy was the most manly guy in the episode.
I mean,
well, I don't know. Oh, you know what? Oh my god! You know what? Like in that scene where he was the only guy who didn't fall asleep yet.
Yeah.
Seriously, my only thought was, oh well, he's not a guy then.
Basically.
Yeah, I was thinking, what are they trying to tell us? He's still awake.
No, actually, I was expecting Scott not to pass out, actually.
Oh, God.
Well, he's holding another man, so it's okay. But wow, it really, the dome dolls are not about the girls. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, like, seriously.
We got it wrong.
And they're asleep, like, you know, like dolls. They just lay there. Anyway, okay.
Oh, my gosh! It's true. No. Wait, no. You think I'm? It's true. Okay. They're all They're all propped up like dolls. They're all. No, I'm dead, dude. It's not about the girls. It's about the guys. I'm dead serious. You think I'm joking?
We've broken the secret,
dude.
Downpour of gayness.
That's how they do it, Glasgow style.
That's right. Oh my god! It so wasn't about the girls. Love it. Love it.
It's episode 5.
Now I see it.
Too gay. Be gay on your own time.
Anyways.
So we're going to rate it now. After that revelation, we got to rate it.
Okay. It's so hard now that we've seen the light.
Oh, Lord.
I sound defeated.
Oh, snap. Spy go first.
All right. I'm going to give it a 1.
Oh, dang.
Oh, ambitious, damn. I know. Not playing around. But, well, what I do like about the episode is that during the monster fight, they kept the individual swords fighting. They didn't have to form, well, they did form a bigger sword towards the end, but I like that they had the individual sword action because it's so rare to see that lately.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I liked. What's that?
They do a lot of that in Goanger. A lot of individual Zord action.
Individual? Yeah, I like that. Usually it's like
the
first episode, and then it's Megazord after that. It's never individuals after that. And I kind of like that about this.
Yeah.
Let's see. I liked Kilobyte. I liked that he came in with right from the beginning with a personality.
Yes.
And that it was against Tenaya. It was great. Let's see. I like the scene with Jem, little creepy relationship with the sister, keeping that strong. But I don't like that.
Back.
Yeah, yes, I was gonna say it did, and I didn't like that at all.
Very stuck on a hater.
And
it was a little bit, but it's like, I thought they grew out of that. I thought we were progressing.
Grow out of that so quickly, though.
That's really fast, though. Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah, you can't grow out of the last two episodes. They're by themselves the whole time. So.
Yeah. But I don't like. It just felt so disjointed this time. I just didn't enjoy it.
Yeah.
Oh, also, the monster. He went back to Generation 3, and I thought that was kind of silly because, like, the last time they met, last time they picked a number, it was, like, in the teens or something. So.
Like 16. Like,
yeah, so why would they go all the way back to Generation 3 and expect it to work?
I don't think they're numbering them like that, though.
But they did. It was pretty consistent.
Yeah,
I mean, it was progressing upward. It wasn't.
Yeah,
it didn't go back
up.
No, it was flip flopping it around like before this too. It really was.
I don't remember.
Like, it was like generation 12, and then it went down to generation 7, and then went down.
No, I don't think it ever went back down.
Yeah,
though.
It did. Seriously.
It did, but no. It's only recently, the last couple episodes, they did do it a few times.
Mm. Did they? But yeah, 3 is too low, though. They should know better by now.
Yeah, it's really low.
Well, but I don't think the number is necessarily an indication of how strong it is.
If you're generation 7, then you're qualified to sweep up after the generals. So, yeah, it means something.
But, I mean, I'm saying, like, 7 as in the 7th of something.
Well, then why are the generals so damn impressed whenever that's a higher number, though?
Yeah,
well,
it's a higher number
of that line.
Yeah, but clearly being a higher number is very important because...
Yeah, because they're always like, wow.
What I'm saying is the number 3 could be the last one of that line, is what I'm saying. So it's the strongest one of that. Of that kind.
But it's all Vengix technology, though. It's all one
thing. And the way the generals say it is, ooh, what number is this one? You know, like, the way they say it, generation is what's important, not specific, because they don't say, which number one of this robot is it? You know, it's just, it comes off. We could be wrong, but it really does sound like higher number, always important, no matter what.
You're not wrong.
Well, I mean, I guess in that sense, it's both.
But yeah, but even if they were flip-flopping, 3 is just so low.
Yeah, for real.
We're way past that.
All right. I mean, if they just made this kind of robot
unless it was Tanaya making that robot and she's so damn incompetent that she went all the way down to 3.
Doesn't that make the Wiccan look even more incompetent that they couldn't do
it? It really does.
They so effing suck.
Finish.
I was finished. We can just keep going.
Now, can I just ask, like, were the gold and white robots even in this one? Because I don't remember.
Standing there. They
in the beginning,
there.
Yeah. Because okay. He walks in and they go, ooh! And then Tanaya thought they were talking about her robot, but they're like, nope.
Because I do remember being happy not remembering them. because they're just nobody.
Not much of it.
Yeah, and that's what's so great about this guy is that this guy comes in with a personality already defined. You don't have to stick around for 20 episodes and find out, the gold one that's a smart one. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and the first time we see this guy, we actually get to learn his name.
I know, right?
That's true, really.
That's right.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But I didn't really like that he didn't have a backstory. It was just like, oh, he's lost. Oh, yeah, I'm back now. That was stupid.
I hope they explain it later. Like,
yeah, I really hope that it's not just a season one storytelling habit or whatever, where it's my greatest...
I was off in some other place.
that's like
you
Ryan...
You shut your face,
that's
you
like...
shut your face and you die.
That's like Ryan in Lightspeed Rescue. I'm going to go to the desert for about 30 episodes.
Okay.
All right. See ya.
Retarded.
Well, he
at least we were told that. Like
He did something. He had to go fight Snither.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they used the big snake, the snake from season one, remember?
The cobra.
Yeah,
it turned into the cobra, I guess.
Turned into the snizzard. It's Snizzard, oh no! He's back!
That was awesome.
All right. Tristan.
Me, I guess I'll give it a 3.
Whoa!
Three is a C, okay, for me, so whatever. But
I thought you were gonna give it a 4, I was gonna kick you in the face.
Oh no. It doesn't deserve a 4. But I mean, just adding to what we already said about Kilobyte, his voice specifically.
Yes.
That's cool. Aside from how he's written, the voice is freaking awesome. Like
poor child.
There you go.
Yes, exactly. There's so much like attitude and so much. There's so
Bring
much there.
It.
Like you feel like you know at least a little bit about him already.
Oh, are you a human girl? Oh.
Yes.
I loved it.
Yeah, and out of I don't know how many seasons, that's probably one of the best like monster-y type voices we've had. So good times.
You didn't like. Devastation!
I was not a fan.
Everybody loves Devastation.
Loved it!
It makes you marinate with fear.
Marinate with fear! Oh, yeah. Just saying.
Simmer with apprehension.
Continue.
Well, okay. Well, what else is there to say here? I know I had something to say. Oh, Glasgow style. Okay. Listen, okay. It's slightly amusing just because he's making another Scottish reference, but at the same time, they basically just took the same line that they've been using for the past 6 years and repurposed it for this character. This is how we do it, Blue Ranger style. This is how we do it, Red Ranger style. This is how we do it, Green Ranger style. And it's like another one, like, seriously, you're going to do it again? And like,
they said that?
Yes, they've done it like a million times. Mystic Force.
Wait, what? You said Mystic Force, I'm sorry. I didn't hear that. What?
Oh, no, I'm saying in Mystic Force they did it.
Oh, wow. I actually did say Mystic Force. Okay, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember them saying...
No, not in RPM. That's what I'm saying. Like, they did it in previous seasons.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, they did it in previous seasons. I don't remember this.
Yeah.
I don't really either.
It's been done 7,000 times. And the reason why this is important for me anyway is that they stopped doing a lot of that cliche stuff that you just like, you could just copy and paste it from past scripts and stick it into this one, you know? And I don't know. For me, like, it was seriously annoying. Like, the comedy of this episode was not
the
working.
The comedy was awful.
Certain places, I mean, cool. Totally cool.
No.
But the ending, the little comments, you know, in the action scenes, and it just was awful.
There were comments in the action scenes?
Well, the Glasgow style thing was the big one for me.
The Glasgow style was freaking at the end, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it was the action.
Just in the Zord fight.
Yeah.
It'd have to be at the end, because it was a guy, so it had to be at the end. Yeah.
The male characters had a fair amount of time, though, like, in the beginning of the episode, mm-hmm. and then, you know, Zord fight on. But, yeah, the comedy just did not work for me, and so...
Me either.
Yeah. So, it's a 3.
Okay, Jeremy.
Yeah, I was mixed on the comedy. I think it worked about half the time. Like, the ending I liked... And I like the beginning with Ziggy and Dr. K with the blender, even though I don't use the blender. But and I like Ziggy falling down. That was good comedy, but the other stuff was, yeah. Like, the Glasgow style, the thing that annoyed me with it is I don't know why this one specifically felt really, really forced. Like, I like when they bring in Flynn's Scottish stuff, but it's, like, not, like, in your face. Like, oh, he's wearing a kilt during the wedding. Oh, that's nice. Okay, whatever. But this, it's like I'm waiting for the next episode to start with him tossing the caber. You know, like, they're really gonna jam it in your face. I'm like, okay, yeah. I like the plan. I get that he's Scottish, but move on. You know,
yes,
I did like the new villain. I think he's actually gonna make Tanaya do something. But like, looking at the summaries for the next few episodes, she's only got like 3 or 4 episodes left, right, before she turns good. Based on the summaries I looked at, and
you think so?
Well, yeah, there's like one of the next episodes has her and
her
finding
her
out. And
her and Dylan.
Yeah.
I don't keep up with the summary, so I don't know.
Yeah. Let's see, what else? And that's the thing, all this secondary stuff in the background, like the guys and most of their humor, not all of it, that was all good stuff, you know. Gemma and Flynn had another little moment that wasn't forced. All this good stuff in the background, but then when you get to the meat and the potatoes of the actual episode with the girls doing their stuff, it was complete and utter garbage, as we've already gone over. Which is why I give it a 3 out of 5, because it had a lot of good structure there, but, you know, once you got down to it, it was kind of lame. Nothing's more lame than, I've got a program to Scott's engine cell. Sure. Sure you do. That makes sense. All right, I'll buy that.
It's one of the lowlights.
And the girls did nothing substantial on their own. So besides a giant Kalich
post. They did substantial.
They didn't beat a monster. Hey, Jem can beat a monster by himself. Good job.
Two episodes ago,
Jem beat a monster by himself in the first minute of the episode. Now you got two girls that are two rangers, Dr. K, Vasquez, the only females in the entire dome, apparently, and they can't. You can't set the precedent of one ranger being able to beat a monster, and then, I assume Gemma is almost, if not as strong as her brother, you know. I just assume that because they're six rangers.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, we don't know how strong this freaking robot was, but.
Generation three.
Yeah, it was pretty weak compared to the one that. Gemma.
How are you? I don't.
It was an effing crazy straw. How?
Okay, three does not mean that he's outranked.
You can't. No, you can't say definitively that it could not mean that. Like, seriously, like, because, like,
well,
the way
they've
been. You
can't say definitively either way.
No, because the way that they've building up for the most part is that they start with little numbers and they go to bigger numbers. Like, for the most part. Right. They've gone back a couple of times, but, like, for the most part, they're building up. But you can't be like, oh, well, it could maybe just mean, like, their line of stuff. Because the way they've been writing it in the beginning was very tight, was very, you know, they explained pretty much everything. I think that explanation would have been in there, honestly. I mean, it's just, it makes more sense, and it's more really simplistic to be like little numbers,
I'm gonna disagree with you here, because, like, it makes more sense now that we've seen a bunch of episodes where the number is lower. It doesn't make sense now.
So basically the numbers mean nothing now, though. Like, they're just arbitrary.
No. If you actually take into account this concept that there was three strawbot monsters, right? And this is the third one, meaning the strongest of the three strawbots. Then, yeah, that makes sense. And the first strawbot was made, like, 2 weeks ago or something. So he was made after all of those other Generation 13, blah, blah, blah. So he's technically stronger. He's just the first of the strawbots.
Dude, it's a
straw. So Strawbot 3 is stronger than 2 and 1, and all of those Generation 13s that were built 10 billion years ago.
Yeah, you're wrong. I'm going to assume, based on what we've seen, that it's a pretty good assumption, that's self-explanatory, that higher numbers is a good thing, and 3 is pretty crappy, no matter any way you slice it. I don't think we need devil's advocate on this one.
Are you serious? Like,
yeah,
I'm
serious.
Yeah.
We've totally actually serious. Seen it happen like a billion times already. Not a billion.
A billion times have we seen it. For like for a long time, it always went up in number, and it's only gone down slightly a couple of times. And now we got Generation F and 3. It's a damn straw. It's probably pretty weak.
It's
probably pretty weak, but then you just went through this whole explanation about how Jim and Gemma are so freaking strong, but yet they couldn't, you know, and that Gemma couldn't beat him with Summer. Like,
that's bad writing.
Yeah, that's why we're upset.
So you blame the bad writing for this particular instance, but you don't do that with the number system.
That's why we are upset.
It's still better.
The number system still back in the day is what I'm saying.
You've already explained this. Come join us.
So, yeah, the generation, honestly, like, it's just like, not, I don't want to say bad writing, but it's just like, they didn't really explain it properly at the beginning. Didn't really explain it properly. I mean, because it seemed pretty predictable. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah, it's similar at the beginning when they would actually explain how the monster got into the dome every single week.
So.
But I thought we agreed that we didn't need that every week.
You guys agreed that.
But it's something that, another thing. Don't. Sort of becoming.
And this one kind of had a little graphic this time. They had a little gate that was open.
Well, yeah, this one was like, yes, yeah. Oh, the guards are down.
Yeah.
The gate is open. Okay, fine.
The military.
So, I didn't rate Oh, what did you give it?
3.
Okay. My turn to rate this episode. Oh, yes. Let me tell you what my breakdown was, right? My breakdown was, I'm watching RPM. I'm getting in gear, man. I'm like, yes. I just saw a really crappy Kamen Rider. I was like, screw this. I'm going to watch the RPM. I'm going to get in gear. I'm going to this is going to be awesome. Right? And I'm Kamen watching Rider. It. And then I'm seeing like, oh, the comedy's always so funny. Oh, look, Summer's talking. Okay, but no, that's okay, though, because it's about her. It's going to be about her, and she's going to be perfect, and then she's going to, like, break it down, and she's going to, like, fall to the ground, and she's going to be, like, struggling, and she's going to rise from the ashes and all that other good crap. It's going to be great. And
I want to watch what you're watching.
That didn't happen. That didn't happen at all because throughout the episode, it was just one boring, mundane, wah, 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 after another. And I was just so done. Oh, and I just love how, like, all the fight scenes now are just blur.
Yeah, it's all the shaky cam.
Shaky cam. Like, seriously, so I can't even, like, get excited to watch the fight scenes now. Because they're shaky. Like, freaking, like, what is wrong with these? So I'm getting all, like, you know. And then, like, there are moments here where it's like, oh, look, that's funny. That's cool, whatever. But they're all from the guys. They're all from, the Dome Dolls. Okay? So... I'm sitting. I'm just like, did I just see Scott save the day? Are you insane? Like, really? This is the best they could do with chicks? Like, seriously? Can they do? Do they not know how to write about a chick? Like, is it that hard? I was so through. I first gave it a 3. I did. At first, I was like 3 because I laughed. I Kilobyte was cool and blah, 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 whatever. No. 2. I'm done with this. I'm done. Like, seriously, it is that bad how they
chicks.
It is that bad. It is that bad. I'm sorry. From the freaking car, they can't drive a car and keep it in one piece. And then the chick can't make a stupid monster because it's Generation 3. Okay? Summer, who was the most competent out of everybody, was the most boring out of everybody. She's the one I'm supposed to be, like, you know, see struggle a little bit and kind of try to root for her in some kind of can root for her because she knows everything. You know, who wants to root for the know-it-all? Like, who the... Oh, yeah. My gosh. It was so not cool. I was so mad. I'm still mad. Seriously? Like, freaking, you know what, RPM? Get in mother freaking gear, all right? I'm really done with you right now. I'm so done with you.
Wouldn't you have loved a scene where, like, all the guys are knocked out, one of the women says, oh, no, all the guys are gone. All that's left is us. We are truly the Dome Dolls. You gotta work the title in. Come on.
Yeah, they dropped the ball on that one.
Yeah.
That's Dragon Knight's thing, where they have to say the title. You're the hero of Gramercy Heights.
Yes. Working retards. So, I really, on the first viewing, I was like, okay, like, you know, there's some things I like, some things I don't like. And then when you start thinking about this crap, like, over and over, I'm like, really? They made them look bad. Like, it's like, they try to make them look good, but they ended up making them look bad. And that's a 2. I'm sorry. That's a 2.
Damn,
that's
sexist writers.
That's a 2. That's a mother freaking 2. I'm so pissed, yo. Pissed. So mad.
Wow.
So, and
is next week like the
clip
show?
Yeah, it's the end action. They're taking us behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Are we gonna do a review of that?
We should.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. It's just gonna be like a clip show or some crap, or I don't know.
You know, I mean, I do want to see it, but like, couldn't they just do like a double? Because I want to see an episode.
See
it. Yeah, we could have done the Dome Dolls Part 2.
No, not really. I think we're done with the Dome Dolls.
Oh, well, we could talk about Kamen Rider. Dragon Knight.
Final Vent.
Together we can fight the fight.
So there's only 2 writers they haven't introduced so far? That's it?
Those alternative whatever, Wrath.
Wraith?
Wrath.
Wrath? I thought it was Wraith, okay.
Well, I think it's Wrath.
I assumed it was Wraith because he looked kind of like a bird. Maybe it's Wrath, I don't know. I don't really pay attention because I hate the theme song.
Get the we will fly the fly.
And then there's the black one, right? Yeah.
The black one.
Oh, did you guys see the trailer?
Oh, right, Yuga.
Did you guys see the Japanese trailer?
Yeah,
that was awesome.
I want to watch the Japanese version.
I, I,
I can watch a subtitle.
The dub voice of Neo sounds familiar.
Well, they've all been in something else.
The main
character. It's that character, that Japanese version.
Oh, it's actually them doing it.
Well, it's him, and then there's a bunch of other actors that have been in Kamen Rider, not Ryuki, but in Kamen Rider that are actually like Jiro from Kiva, the Blue Wolf character.
He's in everything.
Yeah, well, he's in this too. I forget who he is, but
he's awesome in Hibiki. I love him. He's awesome.
Well, he's awesome. They need to give him his own Rider show.
Oh yeah, I love that special where they're playing cards. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Oh, I love that special. I love all those specials. Those are great. Yeah, when the little girl, Sailor Luna, you know, when she beats all the guys up.
Oh, God.
Like that. Oh, good time.
I just like how the voice actors are better than the actors of the show. I love it. I was like, oh my god, that looks so nice. He's like, oh, I'm like, what? That's nice. Looks nice.
All you need is some dubbing to cover up most of the acting.
I do find it fascinating, to hear what it sounds like, because I know what they say in the original one. When he's saying to Lit, if you contract with the dragon, you'll get vented. And then, in the Japanese version, it's da-da-da-da-da. Vento something. I don't know. Oh. I enjoy the English.
Anything not to hear what's his nuts, Kit.
What's his nuts?
God, that's what I keep saying. I can't wait for him, the bad version, because it'll be him, probably the same actor that plays Onyx.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's going to be so good to see him try to act evil. It's going to be so bad.
It's going to be all the season one Rangers.
Oh.
Hey, now.
Yeah, those were so bad.
The season one people, they are geniuses compared to frickin'.
Honestly, I always wonder why I kept watching Power Rangers when I hated so many of the season one characters.
Let me tell you something, because
honestly, Bulk and Skull are what kept me watching that show.
Oh, hell no.
Oh,
they were. I liked Bulk and Skull so damn much.
I was just like, when are they getting off my screen?
Oh my god, how are they gonna make Mr. Kaplan's toupee fall off this time? It's gonna be awesome.
Oh no, Ernie has a cake. Look out.
Somebody said they were thinking of doing a spinoff, and as soon as I heard that, I was just like, they should have done that so that they would be off Power Rangers. I can have my Rangers, and everybody who likes them can have their own show that's all about them, because they practically had their own show anyway at a certain point. Like, it was just like, okay, here's the Ranger story, and now let's cut to Bulk and Skull doing something totally different that has nothing to do with the Rangers at all.
But let me tell you, by Zeo time, loved them.
Before that, because
they were great.
When they found out who the Rangers were and that kaleidoscope guy messed them up, I felt so bad for them. Like, oh my god, they found out!
That was the only time where they were oh look, they're Revelant. You know what I'm saying? In the MMPR. Zeo, I love, because they had more interaction with them and stuff. It was cool. But season one, I was like, when are they getting off my, if I could fast forward, I would so do this.
Hey, weren't you rooting for Bulk in season three when he tried to get the police chief's daughter? Come on, get some. Get some, Bulk.
Yeah, it's when they were becoming police, that's when they stopped
hating the Rangers. You know, that's when they stopped being mean to them, so they were easier to
well, they stopped interacting with them,
They still did, they were nice to them, they were cordial.
Yeah, they were more like friends by that time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I hated it whenever the story would cut to just them and there were no Rangers. It was just what is the point of this?
Screw you, that was good times.
It wasn't good times all the time. No, not really.
But I liked that when they became aware of the fact that they were the center of monster attacks all the time.
Yeah.
When they sort of played up on that, I kind of liked that. Where I was like, oh yeah, Lieutenant Stone, just come here and watch us. A monster's going to come any moment. Those were fun.
Zeo, when they saved the day on the other planet and the Rangers didn't believe.
I like that one.
No, see, yeah. Zeo, they were awesome. Zeo was awesome.
I was thinking, come on, just tell them you're the Power Rangers. Tell them right now. Come on.
You know? But, how do we get here? Crap. Oh, yeah, Kamen Rider. So, let me tell you something, right? Season one, let's say that...
We're really gonna do this. We're gonna compare. Is that what we're gonna
do? No, it's gonna be really quick. I'm not gonna drag this out, right? Mm-hmm. Season one, right? If anything else, you can watch people kick some behind. You watch the martial arts. They kick some putty butt. And it's like extended. It's like it looks great. It's fabulous, right? Mm-hmm. Kamen Rider, like freaking. Oh look, slow mo to the bike.
But once you actually get, it's not like there's no athleticism in the action of what they're doing.
Like, no, seriously, why I watched season one is because it was like Saved by the Bell, and there were more fights. That's why I watched. That was awesome. It was.
You know, it's really bad.
Right? Kamen Rider. They don't have many unmorphed fights as much. Like, what? It's not really. I mean, they have a few, but it's not like.
See, when I was watching Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, like one of the most boring parts for me as far as action was the putty fights.
Oh
like,
my god!
Especially especially season
one.
What
the hell is wrong with you?
Get away from me! No.
Season one, like
it
does not matter if they're freaking awesome martial artists when they actually take 20 minutes to punch somebody. It's a problem for me because it's not interesting.
Oh my gosh! Are you serious?
It's not interesting. There's no energy in those fights because they're so obviously anticipating every single move.
Oh my god.
It's like, okay, I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to do a leg sweep, and then you're going to pretend to fall. And it was just like, wow, thanks. I mean, this is great. When are you going to morph? When are you going to morph and then be awesome? In the Japanese footage.
What's the boring part?
What the hell is wrong with you, Black Hitler?
Wow.
Wow.
I don't know.
No, I mean, wow. Like,
I don't agree with the morph part being the boring part, though.
I know. Like, all the guys, they like the morph. They like the action. That's me. I will totally own up to the chick part where, like, I didn't care about the suits. I didn't care. Like, what the frick? I don't care. Zords, too? I didn't give a crap. I mean, Dragon Zord was awesome.
No.
Dragon Zord was awesome. Yeah, he was.
Dragon Zord was lame because he's got like
stubby arms. No, screw you.
Well, he had the rocket fingers.
Stubby arms was so gay.
Screw you, yo. Seriously.
I love the fingers.
You're a communist because you didn't like the Dragon Zord, and you're a freaking communist because you didn't like the putty fights. But you're a communist, man. Forget that. Forget y'all.
Shoot. I mean, they were barely fights.
I like Dragon Zord in battle mode. That's what I like.
Mm-hmm, that one was beautiful.
Because he, like, drilled a hole in the baseball thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was cool. But let me tell you something. So, like, Kamen Rider, in the beginning, it had, like, his, you know, Len's doing his thing or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And him with...
there was energy in the fights.
Come on! Look, the putty fight, they were energy. They were flipping about. They were doing the thing. Don't even... Nah, man. You ain't giving them enough credit, man. You just a hater.
No. I said that they were all athletic and they actually had skills. It's just that they weren't presented like
hater.
There's no energy.
You're just a hater.
Okay. I guess.
Taking the hater ray.
Yep. I hate the putty fight.
Oh my goodness. So,
without putties, we wouldn't have WMAC Masters.
That's right.
Well, I didn't like that show, so whatever.
Tommy.
No, actually, you know, I take that back. I don't remember it very much, so
To watch it. We told you to watch it. Both of you, watch it.
You didn't do your homework. Like, seriously.
I didn't either.
Come on.
But I did do some research on it, though. I did go to the Wikipedia page, and apparently it was in syndication. So that might be why I never saw it. Maybe my station didn't pick it up.
I remember it being, like, the last thing I saw after all the other Fox Kids stuff.
Yeah, so it's probably the syndicated block.
Your goal is to watch WMAC Masters, watch Overdrive, watch Kamen Rider, and then kill yourself.
Gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
Formerly the latter.
Oh my goodness. So I think we are so done. We are done.
Okay, one more thing. Here's the thing that's wrong with the Kamen Rider, right? In that one episode, They spend 5 minutes with Neo trying to teach guy that can't breathe how to fight. And then guy that can't breathe goes to fight. And they flash back to that same training scene for 5 more minutes. I'm like, are you serious? Just fight! I don't need to see the same thing that I already saw in this same episode again.
Well, that's, I mean, that's a cliche. Like, that's been done plenty of times before in these types of shows.
Oh, if I want to see that, I'm going to go watch a rerun of Dragon Ball Z, okay?
I don't need to Dragon... Well, I don't know. Dragon Ball Z's flashbacks are just atrocious.
And maybe if the acting was better in the flashbacks or anywhere, yeah, then we wouldn't mind so much.
But... You got asthma. Move on.
I mean, seriously, like, they're still flashbacking to freaking Chris. Like, seriously? Like, it's not that deep.
It was like 2 episodes.
It's not that deep. No, it's not that deep.
They're going to flash back to Neo fighting the Asian twins for 20 minutes again. They're going to do it. The entire episode is going to be a flashback to that other entire episode.
Oh, step. Wait a minute. Kit only vented one person ever?
Yeah. This episode.
So that's
right?
Why he's so like, wow, oh my god.
Spears got an ugly costume anyway. He deserved to be vented.
Well, that's true. Yeah. That is true. The dumb Asian.
He's a furry.
The tiger?
Dumb Asian. Wow.
A spear. The Minotaur dude.
Spears. Oh, the deer. Oh, I like
yes.
him.
Bambi. Yes, Bambi.
No, I don't like
with
him.
The fur. Dude, the one that's got fur on him. Because Axe is a cool costume. I like Axe.
Yeah, Axe is awesome. But yeah, Spirit looks like a monster, basically, like, to me. Like a, you know, like a mirror monster or whatever.
Yeah, I agree. Axe and Zolda are my favorite two costumes.
Yeah, I like Zolda, I remember him.
Yeah.
Oja's got a good costume, too.
Oh, snap. You know, I just remembered.
I like the costume, but not the monster.
Oh.
For who?
For, Oja, the snake. The purple guy? Oja, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, the snake, yeah.
I like
the don't you like the giant rhino snake thing?
No, thing? No. Little chimera or whatever.
Yeah, for real.
I just remembered, though, I forgot which episode it was, but Kit goes to see his father in the hospital, and then, like, his father's all talking to him, like, yo, make a decision, mother bleeper! Make a decision! Like,
yeah, that's just weird.
Like, that seriously! Make a decision!
It sounded kind of like he was trying to tell him to do the wrong thing. Like, because he was like, family comes first, but it was like, even if it, like, kills, like, a bunch of people. Like, so that was weird for me, but...
Of course it was weird. Of course it was. It was like, he's all being all fatherly, and he's like, okay, you gotta, like, do everything wrong, kill a bunch of peoples, save me.
Maybe he's really the evil other world version of his dad.
But that's the thing, though.
Well, that's
like,
what
maybe,
I'm saying. Like,
maybe that's
could,
like that's
they
not even his real dad.
They,
probably.
Maybe. Yeah, that'd probably. Be cool.
Yeah, no. I wonder who. Man, they just dropping buckets on, like, they don't even like sprinkle like you know, foreshadowing. Man, they just drop buckets. You know, when with Xaviax and he's having a conversation with the dad or whatever. He's just like, oh,
it's
you
like,
know, kids.
I'm a father to him.
Yes, I'm like a father to him.
Like, and he literally might be, so.
So, yeah, whatever. But you got me. Why are we talking about Kamen Rider Dragonite? Like, freaking.
Wow. Yeah, see.
It ain't
I think
good,
it's
don't...
always going to be, like, slammed by y'all. And
what?
Not
appreciate.
But... What happened? What did you say?
Appreciate.
Huh?
No, what did you say?
Wait, what did I say? What?
Yeah, no, what did you say? Yeah.
Well, I said it's pretty much going to be slammed by y'all.
What's going to be slammed?
Dragon Knight, like pretty much.
No, hey, did I just say?
No, that... I'll give you. Yeah.
Thank you. You
complimented like that one episode for
right. That
seconds.
One episode. What is it called? Strikes Ultimatum or something? Like I think
Strikes
that's what it's called.
Ultimatum. Yeah.
Like that episode was better than freaking RP freaking M like yesterday. Like come on.
Yes. And that's what I'm saying. Like the show is not.
No, but the show is still crap.
Utter.
Let me tell you. Show's still crap, but that
episode
was awesome.
When the show started, I kind of liked the slow pace because I thought, oh, they're slowly giving us information. They're not going to push us in too fast, which is good. They're not going to throw a bunch of riders on us so quick. And then it still goes so damn slow, but then they throw all the riders on us, and I'm like, Nothing effing happens. Nothing. Nothing. Speed up the pace once in a while.
Which they did in Strikes Ultimatum. They did.
Yeah, then they speed it up too much for one episode, then quickly slow back down.
No, it's not too much. It was actually they had a plot. Like, it was great.
I'll watch it, but I have a hard time believing you. You understand why.
Let me tell you something. JTC is the mother bleeper of Kamen Rider Dragon Knight.
I still miss Zolda. I want him to come back.
Who the hell is that?
The green guy.
Which one?
The green one.
Oh, Torque. Drew. Okay. Like, get over him. Like, seriously. Like.
Well, he may come back, so whatever. We'll see.
He better come back.
We got a lot of footage of him.
If I can't get my black guy back, you can't get your Zoldar or your Zoltari, whatever. Okay?
He doesn't have any footage, or barely any footage to use anyway. He was only in, like, a special or whatever, right?
And you know and you know why they gave that to the black guy. That's all I gotta say. That's all I gotta say.
Well, yeah,
they got more minorities. They had a couple Asians, and they already killed one of them.
Yep. See, anyone who's not white, it just goes. They're gone. So, Chris wasn't white. He was.
He was Hispanic.
That's right, so. Yeah.
But they keep giving him flashbacks like crazy.
Yes. Well, it's so that the white characters can feel bad for him and have something to do.
Oh, yeah, because it's all about the white characters. Yes, that's right.
See, I think he flashed back more than he did stuff in present time.
No. There were
more flashbacks than current stuff.
I know. There was, like, more flashbacks than current.
Now, you know what? He was all over the screen, though. He just wasn't doing much. He was wheezing the whole time, basically.
Crying like a...
Oh, snap.
My God.
Oh, yes. Now we are done.
Oh, no. And then the stupid, here, try to break this stick.
Oh, yes, the stick. Oh, my gosh. Like, seriously, what the hell? Like, he takes out the freaking stick, and he's like, flashback. Like, seriously?
Flash him back to the stick?
This freaking stick.
And I'm sorry, if he can't break
this... Well, there was a purpose to the scene.
Nobody cares what the freaking stick.
Too. How weak can you not break three damn twigs?
Oh my gosh, I forgot about the stupid stick. Like, seriously, they already had like 15 billion flashbacks. Then he's like, look, a stick. Oh, flashback. Neo, together, we are stronger. I'm like, shut up. Oh my god.
Another note from the doctor, time for a flashback.
The only reasonable flashback out of that whole crap was when the actual letter that he was writing to his father, right? Because we didn't know what was in the freaking letter. That's what you do. That is how you use it. You don't flashback every like 2 seconds, be like, oh look, oh my god, we're gonna show remorse now, and oh, we're gonna be all sad and blah, we're gonna count my cards. Hey, I'm dead. Look at my cards, it's so bad. No.
Yeah, I'm not doing bad guys right now. Definitely root for the bad guys.
JCC, hello, that's my dude right there.
I'm rooting for the bad guys.
JCC's the mother bleeper. That's what I'm saying. That is what I'm saying.
Ugh.
JTC.
God, look at who are the good guys. Who am I supposed to give a crap about? Stupid whiny kid or stupid Neo or guy that works at the bookstore that just, you know.
Oh, now the chick, no. Bitch. Not a chick.
Yeah, but she acts like Neo. I mean, that's not.
But she has a bionic booty.
Yeah, she has high heels and staccato talking. Yay.
Let's go venting.
Oh, God.
You are not.
She's awesome. So.
You are my enemy. I will fight you now.
Wow, she is not that bad.
God, she should have taken. She probably could have taken up the damn straw monster.
Well, I mean, maybe she could. I don't know.
Jesus.
I will kill
you now. Not a good day for American Toku yesterday. not good all around.
Oh, wow.
Not for RPM.
RPM.
Either of them. No, you, don't
not
you,
much.
You stop defending that Dragon Knight or I will hit you with a stick. Three of them.
Wow.
I will hit you with a flashback. What?
Break? I don't know.
Then we're going to flashback to the time I hit you, and after that's over, we're going to flashback to the other time I hit you.
Oh wow, we are so done.
Well, that's about the 70th time that you've said
basically. No, but Jerky's like, oh wait, And then the other time.
We're talking about Kamen Rider.
Kamen Rider was awful. Like, he keeps flashbacking.
Angry.
Stop it.
Making me angry by talking about stupid crap. Damn stupid fucking Kamen Rider Dragon Knight.
Oh my goodness, this is going to be like another 2-hour episode.
Damn, here's the Kamen Rider Dragon Knight on Friday at 4:30. What the f*** is that?
That is kind of weird.
How the hell? Wait, you didn't talk about... You didn't talk more about JDF fighting? I thought you were going to talk about that.
JDF fighting? What?
Okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the news broke this week.
yeah.
We're talking about Philip Jean-Marie and Workshop.
Oh snap!
Let me. No, dude. Okay. Just go to nopixbandex.com, the front page. Scroll down, and you know what? Just play for it for a bit. Just play.
Yeah, it's only 6 minutes.
I just never expected to hear him say.
Don't ruin it.
Don't ruin it. Let Jer play.
Oh, 7 minutes.
It's not. No. Just play. Oh, no. When you get up to the part. Christ. No. When you get up to the part. Well, just let us know. We'll know.
We have to wait that long.
Oh my god.
Where else you gotta go?
I don't know. I'm not doing anything.
Plagued by questions about his sexuality. That doesn't. What's with the beatbox?
Workshop.
Oh, that's awesome, actually. I was like,
how was that off?
For the workshop.
No. Oh. That is awesome, so you be quiet.
So I should just watch it with him. That's what I should do.
Oh, yeah, guy with the big nose.
Why not?
Oh, this is great acting.
Oh, yeah.
They could all be Kamen Riders.
And it all seems like it's written like with inside jokes with an acting community. Like it would probably be funny to aspiring actors, but I didn't laugh once through the whole thing.
I got it.
You're seriously gonna make me watch this?
There's a part.
It's 6 minutes, gosh.
It's a part. There is a part. Shut up.
No, I'm just saying it's 6 minutes. Suck it up.
Oh yeah.
Holy shit, I just my accent.
Yeah, well, surprise, guess who gets the gay scene coming out of the closet again? No, look, it's not funny, all right?
It's pretty funny, bro. Nah.
I have a girlfriend. I love vagina.
Oh yeah, he delivered the line so unconvincingly.
That was good times.
And I think the next episode of it makes him look like more of an idiot.
Yeah, the previews, you gotta watch that.
Oh my god, that's like, wow.
Oh yes. Seriously, I was like, what? Did he just seriously say that right now? He's like, no, seriously, I love vagina. Love it. I love vagina.
Oh, wow.
That's retarded. That's awesome, though. Oh, crap. So.
Okay.
That's what we wanted to show you. And we're done.
And now it's done. That's it. We're final just... vent.
I love vagina.
Seriously, like, there's...
I love vagina, I do, guys. Come on.
I can barely hear you.
Right.
Hey, you got quiet.
He doesn't want to say it too loud.
It's like, I thought you were talking with your ranger friends. What are you talking about?
Vagina.
I thought you were the ranger nerds. I don't know. Oh, we all love vagina. We do. Believe me.
No, I don't.
I don't either.
Not really.
Oh, crap. That's how we're ending the episode. All right.